Hastings College Baseball is on the air.
There's the next pitch on what's going to be hit right to the shortstop as Marquardt goes to second for one over the first base. That's in time. So Hastings turns a double play here to get out of the fifth inning.
We begin each game day within the dugout. A pregame chat with Bronco head coach Steve Spongeberg. Brought to you by the Pepsi Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Live for now. Now, here's KHS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to Hastings College Baseball on 1230 KHIS. It's day number three of the GPAC postseason baseball tournament. Hastings getting set to take on Dakota Wesleyan this afternoon. As I spent a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Steve Spongeberg. And coach, got the job done yesterday. A win over Doan and then came back and picked up a win in the second ball game over Morningside. A great effort for your team yesterday.
Well, it really was. You know, I think when you get in the conference tournament, you have to play your best baseball. And I thought the first day on Thursday, we certainly didn't do that offensively. We got some solid pitching, but we broke down a couple times defensively, and good teams make you pay for that. And so yesterday was a nice improvement, I'll say. I think we beat two really good programs. Two of the teams that year in and year out have been very much up at the top of the standings each and every year. So to get two wins against some quality programs and good teams this year, you know, Doan had beaten us twice during the year here, and felt like we were in the first game and maybe had an opportunity to win, but good teams do the little things that it takes to be successful late, and they did that against us and swept both. And so yesterday, you know, I really was extremely happy and proud of our kids. They kept their composure, they kept their competitiveness. We fought through some tough times. You know, we got down a couple early and ended up getting the four and leading 4-2, and kind of were certainly weren't coasting, but were in control of the game to some degree. Nick Schumann pitching and bringing in Kuda, and we got out of a big inning, and then they hit the 2-run homer, which you know, could have let the air out of our sails, but our kids never quit. We came back and, you know, got a leadoff hit and executed a bunt situation where we moved him into scoring position, and then I think after a pop-up we got a big hit from Ty O'Brien, and so I took the lead, and then we took care of business in the last inning. So a quality win in a situation where when you hadn't played very well the day before and we're playing the number two seed on their field and then lost a lead late, it would have been very easy for us to fold up and go. But our kids have, I think, learned that through the year, that that's something that you can't do if you're going to be successful. And so we kind of stayed with it and were able to get a win. And then the Morningside game, Andrew Kuda just pitched a fantastic game. I thought we played really well defensively behind him. I think we turned three crucial double plays in the game. And so and Andrew kept them off balance. And again, from after the first inning or so, was kind of in control the next five or six, and then was able to close the game out. I thought offensively we became a little more aggressive. We got up and swung the bats a little better. We banged out 11 hits. We still left 10 guys on, so we had some opportunities in that game to maybe break the thing open. But in the same token, got a couple key hits when we had to, and we scored enough runs to win. So, again, and beat a real good team. Morningside's outstanding, and I know they were coming off a loss. We were coming off a win, which was a huge stepping stone for us, at least in that point. But like I said, to knock out teams that the programs that they've had over the last few years was a great accomplishment for our kids. But it's not done. We got to come back today and try to follow up with that.
What Andrew Kuda did in the first ball game yesterday was no surprise going to final two against Doan. Maybe what he did in the second game was a little bit more surprising. What about the thinking about going back to him in the second ball game?
Well, we just thought that we were going to, that's who we were planning on using, but we knew we had to win the first game. And so Andrew threw 21 pitches in the first game, and we just thought that rather than bring him out of the bullpen again and maybe start Xander and have him sit for a couple hours and then come back, we would prefer to maybe just start him and try to get four, five, six innings out of him is what our thought was. I think Morningside helped us a little bit in the fact that they were swinging early in the count. We got some, I think he went through three innings there. We're only through 18 total pitches. So kept his pitch count down. We certainly were looking at that. We certainly don't want to damage anyone's arm. And I think Andrew goes through a nine inning game pretty efficiently, threw about 102 pitches. So he was about 123 for the day, which is terrible. We're certainly not going to use him today, but he stepped up big. And then, you know, he's the kind of young man that we've tried to get at Hastings College. I know he's a local person, and that respect, but he's a tough, hard-nosed competitor. And that's something that, you know, we're trying to get all of our kids to understand that that's what it takes. You know, I think you can be an average athlete if you're going to compete hard and you're going to be hard-nosed and you're going to get after it and still be successful as compared to those guys that are, you know, maybe better athletes but don't play the game the way it should be played. So we're trying to impress upon our kids that that's really important. And I think, you know, it paid a few dividends yesterday in the fact that, like I said, we could have folded it up after losing the lead, but we came right back, scored a run, and then held them. And I think our kids felt good about themselves.
Three hits on Thursday in the ball game against Morningside. Come back with 21 yesterday. Just to being a little bit more aggressive to play yesterday?
Well, I think so. I think we talked a lot about it in batting practice that we had to be assertive. But we said that Thursday, too, you know, to be honest with you. So it wasn't any coaching that was done there, to be honest with you. We talked about being more aggressive on Thursday. And I think the ceiling kid really threw the ball well, got it in and out, and didn't really cut the middle of the plate. And I think yesterday they had the Doan kid, the Pew kid, really threw fairly well. He hurt himself with a hit batsman and a walk, put ourselves in position, but we got some key hits off him. And I think the second game, the Sorensen kid, who we faced earlier, was not as sharp. He was leaving balls over the middle of the plate. But, you know, again, we've had pitchers do that to us before, and we haven't hit the ball as well. So I thought we really took to heart, you know, we needed to be more aggressive, more assertive, and we were going to have to score runs if we were going to win. We certainly didn't expect to hold two really good teams to four runs in 18 innings, but our pitching staff did a great job of that. Coach McCarter's done a really good job with them throughout the year. So, you know, it was a great, great couple wins. And like I said, we looked a lot better offensively. Now, you saw us Thursday and you saw us Friday, so I don't know what you're going to see today. I would certainly hope that we have found out that that's the recipe to give yourself the best chance to succeed. So hopefully today we'll come out and do the same thing.
You got to mention your defense. It was a staple yesterday. Come out with several devil plays, and like you said, a crucial times of ball games.
Really was, and that's, again, we've talked about it before. Probably the most consistent aspect of our game, and it certainly wasn't on Thursday. So it was a disappointment. I know we talked to the kids about it, and it was plays that we have to make. And so yesterday, I think a big play was a hard ground ball to Reed Stone, who knocked it down, stepped on third, and threw to first, and that was a big double play in that situation with Meacham up in the 3-4-5 spot of their order with definitely people in scoring position. And then, you know, I thought our middle people, Ty O'Brien and Jake Steese, really, I thought Jake played really well defensively against Doan, made a couple of plays, not double plays, but just plays that were difficult plays that he made in crucial situations. And then, like I said, those two combined a couple times with a couple of 4-6-3 double plays. And so those are the pitcher's best friend. They limit the number of pitches. And that's what we've talked to our kids about. When you make an error that extends an inning to a four-out inning, maybe they don't score, but your pitcher now has to throw 15 to 20 more pitches to get out of that inning. And all those things compile in a game situation or over the season where you're throwing more pitches and things like that. So it's something that we try to teach the kids to be more efficient if we can. And we've played, like I said, fairly well defensively. Knock on wood, we hope that happens today.
Okay, we'll come back and talk about what's in stick for Hastings College today as we continue on the Pepsi pregame show right after this.
Yeah, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy. Whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment without moving at all.
Oh, yeah.
Pepsi, live for now.
Back with Hastings College head coach Steve Sponberg. Hastings taking on Dakota Westland here this afternoon. You got the task today, coach, of trying to knock this team off twice, and that's always a daunting task when you reach this point in the tournament.
Yeah, and ideally they got themselves in the best position, and they've done that because they've earned it. They've beaten two good teams in 2 days, and so they're the undefeated team, and to get out of this bracket, you got to win two. So we realize that. There may be a team that's playing as well as anybody right now. I think they've won 12 of their last 16 or something like that. I know their records, know, similar to ours around the 500 mark, but they've played really well in the tournament. I've watched them both days. I didn't see them as much yesterday, but I watched them the whole ball game, and they've shown good pitching. I think they have a deep bullpen. I think if they get late in the game, they can bring some arms in that are able to get the ball by you. Good velocity, good breaking pitches. I think the key's been their starting staff, and their number one's been really good. He beat Doan the first day, so we don't anticipate seeing him. The young man that threw yesterday got him seven innings and got into that bullpen where they were able to hold Morningside. So just looking at them, I think we're going to see perhaps the guy today that beat us in Hastings 7-2. We split with them during the season, and I think the other guy that they would have up would be the guy that we beat in the first game 7-2. So they're a little bit like we are right now, other than they haven't played. We've played one more game than they have, but they're kind of at that point where they have. But again, if those guys can give them five, six innings, their bullpen is solid in the back end. And so we have to try to get to them early, play from on top, kind of temper maybe a little bit of what they want to do. And they've been a pretty aggressive team. And if we can do those things like we did yesterday and get on top of Morningside, we can get on top of them, make them play from behind. We certainly enhance our chances of victory.
What do they got to offense? It looks like they got some sticks too.
No, they really do. They hit the ball well. I think the key, again, we talked yesterday about Lamoureux from Morningside being somebody that's really important to keep off the bases, or we did Thursday, and we were able to do that yesterday. The Ladner kid, they have been hitting leadoff. I know they've juggled their lineup a little bit from the time we played him, but he's been hitting leadoff, which is kind of uncharacteristic to have your catcher lead off, but he does a lot of things. He runs well. He handles the bat really well. He can bunt for a hit. He hits the ball the other way. He uses the whole field. So you know, we got to try to keep him off base, because the two guys in the middle of their order, they're three and they're five of where they've been hitting. The Nagel kid and the Kneeling kid are really driving runs in. The one young man has about 45 RBIs and he has about 48 hits. So he's been very productive in RBI situations, and he hurt us. Those two guys in Hastings, I think one of them was 7-for-9 in the doubleheader and the other was about 5-for-8 in the doubleheader. So we got to try to keep the people off base ahead of them, hopefully face them with nobody on, and kind of control the situation, so to speak, if it's at all possible. We can't give this team four and five out innings because we've made mistakes defensively or we've walked people. So Xander Schmidt's going to go on the mound. He's pitched a number of innings for us and pitched some big games during the course of the conference season, games that we needed to win to be able to even get into the tournament. So we're confident that he's going to go out and give us a competitive effort. But I know sometimes Xander, when he's on, he's not going to overpower anybody, so we have to play good defense, but he can't walk people, and that's going to be the big thing today. Behind him, we would use Micah Lockerbie, Ryan Schrod. Again, anybody and everybody that we would take to win this, and then we'll worry about if we win this game, who we'll use the next game. So we have kind of an idea what we'd like to do, but all good plans don't always happen that way if things don't go as you expect them to.
All right, good luck today.
Thank you very much.
Steve Stomberg, the head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Got the starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. Hastings and Dakota Wesleyan today on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to In the Dugout with Hastings College head coach Steve Sponsberg. Brought to you by the Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Live for now. Stay tuned. The first pitch is straight ahead on your Hastings link to Bronco Sports, 1230 KHAS.
It's almost Mother's Day, so show Mom how much you appreciate her with a special gift from Gary Michaels Clothiers. Purchase a Brighton necklace and bracelet and receive a Brighton earring free. The entire stock of ladies' clothing is now 20% off. Choose a spring dress or the perfect outfit for graduation. Shop Gary Michaels Clothiers now for Mom in downtown Hastings. Open late on Thursdays and on Saturday until 4.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank. The better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank mobile capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get mobile capture, log into your Five Points Bank account, then select mobile capture enrollment, or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile capture from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
Today's Hastings College Baseball broadcast is brought to you by the KHS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics.
Snyder rocks and fires. Next pitch is swung on and missed, and he strikes him out.
Let's head back out to the diamond. Here's the voice of the Hastings College Broncos, KHS Radio Sports Director, Mike Will.
And good afternoon. Welcome to Hastings College Baseball here today on 1230 KHAS as the championship day of the Doan Bracket of the Great Plains Athletic Conference postseason tournament. Hastings College taking on Dakota Wesleyan here this afternoon in this final ball game. The Hastings College Broncos, the number 6 seed in the tournament this year. Dakota Wesleyan, the number 7 seed. Hastings 24-22 in the season. Dakota Wesleyan coming in 22-24, getting just a couple of minute head start on things here this afternoon. Ryan Schrod is already up there for Hastings. He's already grounded out to the shortstop. This is Ty O'Brien coming up there next for Hastings. He'll be our shortstop here today. We'll get to the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. Here's a little chopper out to the pitcher, and he's going to grab it and go underhanded first baseman Neil Nagel, and it's two up, two down for Hastings here in the top half of the first inning. So Drew McGee coming up there next. He'll be the designated hitter for Hastings today. Michael Lockerbie at first base. He'll bat fourth. Reed Stone will bat in the number 5 position. He'll be at third base defensively. Jake Steets will be at second base. He'll bat sixth. Nick Williams, the left fielder, batting seventh. Grant Krause will be the catcher, batting eighth. Donato Santos will be the center fielder, batting ninth. And Xander Schmidt will be on the mound for Hastings in this ball game here today. His overall record, 2 wins, 3 losses. ERA is sitting at 5.62. So that's the starters for Hastings College. Again, the Broncos will need to win twice today in order to advance into the championship ball game of the GPAC tournament on Tuesday night. There's a ground ball right side, and that's going to get through there for a base hit. The Broncos have their first base runner of the ball game. That's Drew McGee as he singles to right field. That's going to bring up Michael Lockerbie next. Hastings did extremely well at the plate yesterday. They had 21 base hits in the two ball games we played yesterday. They had 3 on Thursday in their loss to Morningside. So the Broncos' bats came alive yesterday in their wins over Doan and Morningside. Thus, that's why they're here playing on a Saturday in this final ball game of the Doan Bracket of the Great Plains Athletic Conference baseball tournament. Michael Lockerbie is the guy up to the plate right now. He bats from the right-hand side, takes a swing and a miss here. No balls and one strike to Michael Lockerbie. Lockerbie on the season is now hitting at a clip of .331. He's 59 out of 178 from the plate here this year for Hastings College as Lockerbie settles in here on the right-hand side. The pitcher is Dustin Steckler for the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers. We saw this guy in the doubleheader earlier this year, in a doubleheader we played back in Hastings. Hastings splitting the two games with the Tigers, but this guy was the guy who beat us in that ball game. Steckler, he went 6 innings in the 9-inning affair, gave up 8 hits, 3 runs, a couple of walks, and he had 7 strikeouts. So this is kind of the rematch of the 7-3 ball game that Dakota Wesleyan beat us earlier this year, because we're going to see Xander Schmidt, who threw that ball game for Hastings as well. The Broncos won the first game of that doubleheader 7-4. Dakota Wesleyan won the second ball game by a score of 7-3. Next pitch is going to be outside and down low for a ball, and the count is sitting at 2 balls and 2 strikes now to Michael Lockerbie. Hastings has a base runner on at first base. That is Drew McGee for the Broncos as he inches away from the bag over there at first base. Here comes a pitch to the plate, swung on and missed, and he strikes out. Michael Lockerbie strikes out to end the first inning of play for Hastings College. The Broncos score no runs on a base hit, no errors, one man left on base. We go to the bottom of the first inning with a score. Hastings nothing. Dakota Wesleyan coming to bat.
Seeing award-winning vehicles every day is common at Great Plains Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Hastings. Stop in for the award season event going on now. Great Plains has special 0% financing and factory rebates that will help you drive home in an award-winning vehicle with an award-winning deal. Put it on top of your list to attend this special event at Great Plains Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram North Highway 281 in Hastings.
Through Monday, Bruce Furniture helps you love your home. Storewide savings plus take an extra 10% off. Delivery is free, and with your good credit, there's special financing available for 24 months. See store for details. Special carpet clearance at our Kearney and Holdridge stores. Plus, purchase any premium carpet and pad, and whole house installation is only $49. The Love Your Home sale ends Monday, only at Bruce Furniture. Every style, every budget, just right for you.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College baseball action here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Hastings taking on Dakota Wesleyan. in the finals of the Doane Bracket of the Great Plains Athletic Conference Baseball Tournament. The winner of this game will move on to the championship game on Tuesday night. They'll play the winner of the Sioux City Bracket, the Briarcliff Bracket, going on today, involving Midland and Briarcliff and Northwestern. They're squaring off in the final series this afternoon. Midland and Briarcliff playing in the early morning game. That was supposed to be played last night, but they got behind on a rain delay yesterday, and they're playing one game today before they get into their final game with Northwestern, waiting for the winner of that Midland-Briarcliff ball game. And Midland had a big lead late in that contest earlier this morning. It was like 10-1 going into the ninth inning of play. So it's Hastings and Dakota Wesleyan here this afternoon. Ben Ladner is going to lead things off for the Tigers. He's the catcher. Tyler Johnson, the designated hitter, will follow him. Then Jared Nealon, the right fielder. Tyler Waddle, the third baseman. Neil Nagel with the first baseman. He'll bat in the number five position. Cole Winnatty will be the second baseman. He'll bat in the number six spot. Dominique Sebastiani will be the shortstop, batting seventh. Lakin Neugenbauer will bat in the number eight spot. He's the left fielder. And then Chris Combs, the center fielder, with Dustin Steckler on the mound for the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers here this afternoon. Maybe one of the hottest teams right now in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They have won eight out of their last 10 games. They finished 10-10 in the conference during the regular season. And that was the exact same mark that Hastings accomplished here this year. Very similar record as the Broncos as well. 22-24 in the season. The Broncos just reverse on that, 24-22. So they got the number six seed and the number seven seed going at it here this afternoon. Final score in from Sioux City. Midland has knocked off Briarcliff today by the score of 12-2. So it'll be Northwestern and Midland playing in the championship series there. The ball game just getting started at noon. So be a long day today at the Briarcliff side of things here at the GPAC tournament with Cliff on a score of 12-2 earlier today. Northwestern and Midland playing in their championship series, just getting underway. There's a ball hammered to left field. That's going to be a base hit. So Ladner gets things started for Dakota Wesleyan with a base hit to left field. This is a team that has really hit the ball well so far in this tournament. And Ladner was one of the guys that Steve Sponberg talked about during the pregame show that they have to keep on off of the base pads. Well, Ladner leads off with a single to left field here for Dakota Wesleyan. That's going to bring up Tyler Johnson next. Tyler Johnson bats from the right-hand side. His batting average is sitting at .232 on the season. He's got 23 base hits and 99 trips to the plate. Five doubles to his credit, couple of triples, no home runs. He's driven home eight runs. Scores around the bunt, leaves it out in front of the plate. There's Xander with the ball. He throws it to first base. That's going to be in time, but the sacrifice works. Tyler Johnson is thrown out of the play from the pitcher, Xander Schmidt, to the first baseman, Michael Lockerbie, moves the base runner along to second base on the play. So Ladner is on at second. Here's Gerald Nealon coming to the plate next for Dakota Wesleyan. His average is sitting at .331 on the year. He's got 50 base hits and 151 trips to the plate. Scored 35 runs. He's got seven doubles to his credit with four triples and a home run with 36 RBIs. Dakota Wesleyan and Hastings here in the GPAC tournament today on 1230 KHAS. Here's the pitch by Xander Schmidt. It's going to be outside and down low. One ball and no strikes. Hastings defensively with Reed Stone at third, Ty O'Brien at shortstop, Jake Steets at second base, Lockerbie at first. Xander Schmidt on the mound with Grant Krause behind the plate. Nick Williams, Donato Santos, and Ryan Trott in the outfield for Hastings. The Broncos have stayed pretty much with their same lineup the entire tournament so far. That defense was very good yesterday. They turned three double plays in the ball game against Morningside, all at crucial times of the ball game. And Hastings was able to beat Morningside in the second elimination ball game yesterday by a score of 3-0. Hastings beating Doane in the first ball game yesterday by a score of 5-4, ousting the Tigers from the GPAC tournament. Gerald Nealon standing here in the right-hand batter's box for the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers, waiting for the pitch from Xander. It's going to be fouled on the third base side. And it's a strike there, and the count goes to two balls and one strike now to Gerald Nealon. Temperature-wise, another cloudy day today, 66 degrees at game time. Winds out of the southeast at about 14 miles per hour. So basically the exact same conditions as we had yesterday. The wind blowing in from right field toward the hitters here at this ballpark in Crete, Nebraska. Gerald Nealon waiting here on the pitch from Xander Schmidt. Xander looks at the runner at second base. Here comes the pitch. It's going to be hit to the right side. There's going to be a base hit. Ryan Schrod picks it up out in right field, and Dakota Wesleyan pounding the ball here against Xander in this first inning of play. Nealon gets a base hit. Runners are on the first and third base now for Dakota Wesleyan. Tyler Waddle comes up to the plate next. Tyler Waddle has a batting average of .331 on the year. So Xander, he threw against Dakota Wesleyan earlier this year in that doubleheader, as we mentioned. He went 4 1/3 innings against the Tigers in their 7-3 win that Dakota Wesleyan put on us earlier this year. Xander gave up 7 hits, 4 runs, 2 walks, and no strikeouts during his time out there. So Xander Schmidt getting his second look at Dakota Wesleyan, and so far, Tigers have pounded down a couple of base hits here in this first inning of play. They got runners on at first and third base with Tyler Waddle up to the plate next. Batting average at .331 in the season for Waddle. He hits that bar hard to left field. Going back is going to be Williams. And that is out of here, a home run. A home run for Tyler Waddle over the fence out in left field, 320 feet away. Waddle gets his first home run of the season. And it's a 3-run homer for the Tigers here in this first inning of play.
By number 7, Tyler Waddle.
So not a good start there for Xander Schmidt. Gives up a couple of base hits to Ben Ladner and to Gerald Nealon. And now a 3-run homer by Tyler Waddle. And the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers jump out on top of Hastings by the score of 3-0 here in this first inning of play. And there's still only one man out. That's going to bring up Neil Nagel next, the first baseman. He hits that one to short. Ty O'Brien has got it for Hastings. His long throw to first base is going to be in time. So Nagel is retired in the play from short to first.
Second baseman.
Now,
Cole
Winandy coming to the plate next for Dakota Wesleyan. He's the second baseman. Winandy has a batting average of .288 on the season. He's one of the very few guys in the 200s here. This is a good hitting ball club for Dakota Wesleyan, as we have seen already here in this first inning of play. A 3-run home run by Tyler Waddle, the fourth guy to come to the plate for Dakota Wesleyan. And the Tigers jump out on top of the Broncos by the score of 3-0. But Andy takes a look at this next pitch. He pops it up. It's going to be on the first base side over here in foul territory. Lockerbie comes over and he makes the catch. And the inning is over is when Andy fouls out to the first baseman, Michael Lockerbie. The Dakota Wesleyan, they score 3 runs here in the first inning of play on 3 base hits. No errors on Hastings and nobody left on base. At the end of one inning, it's Dakota Wesleyan 3, Hastings College nothing.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
1230 KHAS.
Back in Crete, Hastings College baseball this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. And the scores from the tournament yesterday here in Crete, Dakota Wesleyan beat Morningside 8-3. Hastings picking up the 2 wins. The elimination ball games, 5-4 over Doan, 3-0 over Morningside. In Sioux City yesterday, Northwestern beat Briar Cliffs 7-6. Midland over Mount Marty 11-3. Then he played their other elimination ball game this morning. Midland beats Briar Cliff by the score of 12-2. So Northwestern is playing Midland in their final series this afternoon. And Hastings playing Dakota Wesleyan here. Then the two winners will play on Tuesday night for the GPAC Championship. Reed Stone just flew out to left field for Hastings for the first down here in the second inning of play. Now Jake Steets coming up there next. So Jake Steets now with a batting average of .270 on the season here for Hastings College, as he comes to the plate for the first time here today against Dustin Steckler. The pitch is going to be inside for a ball. 1-0 the count to Steets of Hastings. Steets has got, 44 base hits and 167 trips to the plate so far this year for Hastings. There's a ball hit down the line in third base, and it's going to be in foul territory. So the count on Steets is sitting at one ball and one strike. Jake has got 9 doubles to his credit so far this year, a couple of triples, a home run, 25 RBIs. Dakota Wesleyan out on top of Hastings early in this ball game by a score of 3-0 and the 3-run homer there in the bottom half of the first inning by the Tigers. Here's the next pitch by Steckler. It's going to be outside, a little bit low, and the count goes to 2-1 now to Jake Steets. He's got 18 walks so far this year. He has struck out 23 times for Hastings College. As Steckler looks in for the sign from his catcher, Ladner, pitches on the way. It's going to be in there for a strike. Steets wanted to pull the trigger and then decided not, and he will take a strike down at the knees. And the count now is sitting at 2-2 to Steets, the number 6 hitter in the batting order here for Hastings College. Next pitch is swung out and missed, and he strikes out. So the Broncos with a couple of strikeouts already here in this ball game. Nick Williams coming up to the plate next for Hastings. Williams has got a batting average of .268 now on the year. He's got 41 base hits and 153 trips to the plate for the Broncos this year. He's got 7 doubles to his credit, no home runs. Actually, Williams has got a couple of home runs and no triples. He pops this one to the third baseman as he throws it across the diamond. It's going to be in time, and the Broncos go down in order here in this second inning of play. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the second with a score. We go to Wesleyan 3, Hastings nothing.
When you're looking for windows and doors that are durable, reliable, and energy efficient, look to the ones that builders choose most. Anderson. 400 series windows and patio doors stand up to Mother Nature, Father Time, and Old Man Winter too. See the limited warranty for details. Anderson 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? Available from Square Deal Lumber and Holstein. BuySquareDeal.com or call them at 402-756-5881.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back here in Crete, Hastings College is trailing Dakota Wesleyan in the GPAC final of the Doan bracket. 3-0 is the score. Dominique Sebastiani coming to the plate here for the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers. We're going to have the bottom third of the order coming up here. Sebastiani, Neugenbauer, and also Chris Combs. As Dakota Wesleyan has jumped on the Broncos early in this ball game, 3-0 is the score on the 3-run homer there in the first inning of play by Tyler Waddle, his first of the season. Dominique Sebastiani to the plate here. His batting average is .264 on the season. He's got 28 base hits and 106 trips to the plate here for the Tigers this season. As a pitch from Xander Schmidt is going to be outside for a ball. It's 1-1 to count down to Sebastiani. Hastings dressed in their white uniforms again this afternoon in their crimson trim. They go to Wesleyan in their white baseball pants and their black tops with their blue trim. As the next pitch, it could be outside for a ball. And it's now 2-1 to Sebastiani. Batting here from the right-hand side for the Tigers. And they have won 8 out of their last 10 games. Getting hot here when it counts at the end of the season. Next pitch is going to be down low for another ball. It's 3-1 now to Sebastiani. He has walked 10 times so far this year. He has struck out 10 times. Waiting on the 3-1 pitch here from Xander Schmidt, the Hastings St. Cecilia product here on the mound for the Broncos this afternoon. Next pitch is going to be a fastball. It's going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner. And the count is now sending it to 3-2 to Dominique Sebastiani. Hastings will play him pretty much straight away in the field here. Here comes the next pitch from Xander. There's a bouncing ball right side picked up by Steets at second. Goes over to Lockerbie and records the out. So Sebastiani, after getting ahead of Xander, knocks one to the second baseman, Jake Steets, who has had a good tournament so far. Steets gets it over to Lockerbie to record the out. And now Lakin Neugenbauer comes to the plate next for the Tigers. His batting average at .139 on the season. He's got just 5 base hits and 36 trips to the plate as he comes to the Playing for the first time here this afternoon. He takes a pitch outside, down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Dugan Bauer's got a couple of RBIs to his credit. No extra base hits. Again, he's at five on the season. Next pitch to the plate is going to be outside for a ball. And it's two balls and no strikes. He's walked seven times. He has struck out nine times during his time out there for the Tigers this year. Here comes the next pitch from Xander Schmidt. That's going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner, and it's 2-1. Chris Combs will be up there next for Dakota Wesleyan, and we'll see the top of the order again that we saw back there in the first inning that was so dangerous. Dakota Wesleyan already with three base hits here in the ballgame against the Broncos. As the next pitch to Neugenbauer is going to be fouled away on the first base side. And the count is sitting at two balls and two strikes now to Lakin Neugenbauer for the Tigers of Dakota Wesleyan. Xander Schmidt looks in for the sign from Grant Krause, who's done the catching chores the entire tournament so far. There's a swing and a miss. So Neugenbauer strikes out. That's the first strikeout of the ballgame now for Xander Schmidt. And now Chris Combs comes up there next. Combs batting in the number nine position here. His batting average on the season is sitting at 250. He's got 31 base hits and 124 trips to the plate. Four doubles for his extra base hits this year. 14 RBI, swinging here from the right side. Xander goes to work on him. The pitch by Schmidt is going to be outside for a ball. That's one ball and no strikes. Bronco baseball in 1230 KHAS. Hastings will have to win twice today in order to continue their season. Dakota Wesleyan just needs the one win to move on. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be fouled away. And they count one ball and one strike. Dakota Wesleyan, the only undefeated team left here in the tourney after picking up some big wins this week. They knocked off Doan in the first round of this tournament on Thursday, 9-8. And they beat Morningside yesterday in the winner's bracket game by a score of 8-3. There's a bunt laid down on the third base side. Reed Stone charging, and he can't grab the ball. Reed Stone coming in from third base, charging here on the grassy portion of the infield. Could not make the grab, and getting aboard is Chris Combs, your number nine guy in the batting order.
The catcher, Ben Ladner.
So now we're going to go back to the top of the order, and Ben Ladner for Dakota Wesleyan. He had a single back there in the first inning of play. They're going to give Chris Combs a single on that play. Ben Ladner to the plate for the second time here today. He came around to score in that home run by Tyler Waddell in the first inning. So now we got a base runner at first base, and there's the ball hit to left center field. That's going to be a base hit. Picked up out there by Nick Williams. He gets it back to the infield. So now Dakota Wesleyan has got runners on again at first and second base. And there's two men out there for the Tigers. And now Tyler Johnson comes up there next. And here comes Steve Sponberg out of the dugout for the Broncos already. Again, Hastings needs to win this ball game, so the coach thought if Xander got into trouble, we're going to see just about anybody out there here today for Hastings College. They've already got some guys warming up in the bullpen, and we'll see what happens here with Xander Schmidt. The Broncos in a must-win situation. Can't fall behind too much here. So the Tigers are already down 3-0 here in this ball game. It's a 9-inning affair, a long way to go, but they go to Wesleyan very good. And you heard the coach talking in the pregame show about not falling behind early because Dakota Wesleyan is very good in the bullpen themselves. They want to face a lot of those guys back there, but that's exactly what has happened. Hastings falling behind here in the first inning on that three-run homer. Now Dakota Wesleyan threatening again with the runners on at first and second base here in the second inning of play. And the meat of the order coming up here with Tyler Johnson, Jared Nealon, and Tyler Waddell. So Xander is going to live to see another day here and another batter as Tyler Johnson will come to the plate for the Tigers. He sacrificed his last time up there. Johnson has a batting average on the year sitting at 232. He's got 23 base hits and 99 trips to the plate. Five doubles, couple of triples, no home runs, eight RBIs. Runners are out at first and second base here for the Tigers. As Xander looks towards second, throws one to the plate. That's going to be down low for a ball. That's one ball and no strikes. Tyler Johnson, here in the tournament so far with two men out, is hitting at a 500 clip. He's getting the job done for the Tigers out of this number two position. Tyler comes set again, rather Xander comes set on the mound, and now he steps off of there. The runners go back to first and second base. Ladner is on at first base. Chris Combs is on at second base. Dakota Wesleyan out on top of Hastings here in the GPAC final of the Doan Bracket of the Great Plains Athletic Conference Baseball Tournament. 3-0 is the score. So we play here in the bottom half of the second inning. Xander Schmidt comes set, throws under the plate. It's going to be fouled away. And the count is going to go to 1-1 now to the batter here for Dakota Wesleyan. That's the Tyler Johnson. Jared Nealon will follow him, and then Tyler Waddell as the Tigers attack here in this second inning of play. So Xander Schmidt trying to wiggle himself out of a jam here again in the second inning of play. There's two men out. He got the first two guys to go down, and Combs singles, Ben Ladner singles, and we got Tyler Johnson up there right now. Here comes a pitch to him. It's going to be a fastball. It's going to be a miss inside. And the count is sitting at 2-1 now to Tyler Johnson. He has struck out 32 times this year for Dakota Wesleyan. He has walked 12 times. Johnson here in the right-hand batter's box, taking a couple of practice swings here as Xander Schmidt comes set again. On the mound for the Broncos, looks at the runner at second base, offers one to the plate. That's going to be chopped down to third base side. It's going to be in foul territory. It's going to be in foul territory. And that was just foul by an inch or two. In fact, third base coach for Dakota Wesleyan was waving those runners home. He thought it was in fair territory. That's how close it was, but foul by an inch or two right at the back at third base. So Tyler Johnson comes back to the box. Ben Ladner back to first base. Chris Combs to second base for Dakota Wesleyan. And the count is sitting at 2-2. Now to Tyler Johnson with two men out here in the second inning of play. That was close. Would have been a big trouble there for Hastings. Tyler Johnson back to the right-hand batter's box here for the Tigers of Dakota Wesleyan, the team out of Mitchell, South Dakota today. Xander comes set, throws one to the plate. That's going to be fouled away again. This time, first base side out of play. So the count remains at 2-2. Bronco baseball today brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare, proud to team with Hastings College and presenting Bronco Sports for the 2014-2015 season. So the count is sitting at 2-2 now to a Tyler Johnson. He's fouled away the past couple of pitches here from Xander Schmidt. Xander gets his sign again from Krause. Here's the next pitch on the way. That ball's going to be hit toward right field, and that's going to get down for a base hit. Schrod picks it up. Here comes a run around third base to the plate. The throw comes in, and he's got him at home plate. Home plate umpire had to wait there to make sure Grant Krause still had control of the baseball. A perfect strike thrown to Grant Krause, the catcher, and they get Chris Combs attempting to score there, and that ends the inning for the Tigers of Dakota Wesleyan. So Tyler Johnson, he gets the single to right field, but a nice play as they throw it to the plate. Grant Krause holds on to the baseball, and that guns down Chris Combs to end the inning here for the Tigers. So we go to the third inning of play with a score. Dakota Wesleyan 3, Hastings College nothing.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
Through Monday, Bruce Furniture helps you love your home. Storewide savings plus take an extra 10% off, delivery is free, and with your good credit, there's special financing available for 24 months. See store for details. Special carpet clearance at our Kearney and Holdridge stores. Plus, purchase any premium carpet and pad and whole house installation is only $49. The Love Your Home sale ends Monday, only at Bruce Furniture. Every style, every budget, just right for you.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here in Crete, Hastings College is trailing Dakota Wesleyan by the score of 3-0. Let's hope that defensive play that in that last half of an inning ignites the Broncos here. We're trailing the ball game by a score of 3-0. Grant Krause, Donato Santos, and then Ryan Schrod coming to the plate for Hastings here in inning number 3 against Dustin Steckler and the Tigers of Dakota Wesleyan. Again, this will be a 9-inning affair here today to decide the championship of the Doan Bracket of the Great Plains Athletic Conference Baseball Tournament. Grant Krause up there takes a whack at the first pitch here and comes up empty. No balls and one strike. Grant Krause up there for Hastings College for the first time here in inning number three. There's another swing and a miss. So Krause falls behind and no balls and two strikes. Batting average in the season now at 267. Krause has struck out six times this year. He has walked six times in the number eight position here for the Broncos in this ball game. Next pitch is going to be outside. Scooped up there by the catcher Ben Ladner for Dakota Wesleyan. So Grant Krause, he's got 20 base hits. Four of those have been doubles. No triples, no home runs. 15 RBIs for Hastings College here this season. Batting here from the right-hand side. Here comes the next pitch by Steckler. Ball's going to be popped up, and it's going to head out to shortstop, and that's
batting ninth.
Sebastiani making the catch there. So Grant Krause flies out to the shortstop for Dakota Weston. Dakota Wesleyan. Dominique Sebastiani. Now Donato Santos coming to the plate for Hastings College. Santos is up toward the top of the order yesterday as they kind of juggled their lineup. He's been batting in the number two position the two previous ball games, so he's back down there at the number nine position here in this ball game. There's a ground ball to a second base, and Santos is going to be retired in the play. Donato Santos is thrown out from second to first. Good play there by Cole Winandy, second baseman for the Tigers. And now Ryan Schrod comes up there next. Hastings was looking for a spark in their offense when they came to this tournament, so Steve Sponberg kind of juggled the batting order when we got here. Santos has been in the number two spot. He's back down to his usual spot. We've seen him all season long down there at number nine, but he can't get anything done as he grounds out to the second baseman in his first plate appearance here. As Ryan Schrod comes up there next. Schrod, he grounded out his first time up there to the shortstop in the first inning of play. His batting average now in the season is sitting at 342 for Hastings College as he bats from the left-hand side. There's a next pitch, a swing and a miss. And Dustin Steckler has got the Broncos off balance here in the first couple of innings. And Hastings is seeing this guy for the second time. He threw against us earlier this year in the doubleheader at Hastings and beat us by a score of 7-3 in that twin bill. No balls and two strikes now to Ryan Schrod of Hastings. Here comes the next pitch in there. It's going to be a fastball. It's going to be outside for a ball. One ball and two strikes now to Schrod. Ty O'Brien would be next. O'Brien was the hero yesterday, drove home, but turned out to be the game-winning run in that contest against Doan in the bottom half of the eighth inning. Broncos winning by a score of 5-4 yesterday. There's the next pitch. It's going to miss, and it just misses. It's two balls and two strikes now to Ryan Schrod. As the Broncos try to get something going here in this ballgame, they're trailing by the score of 3-0 on the strength of that three-run home run by Tyler Waddle of Dakota Wesleyan in the first inning of play. There's a big swing and a miss. Foul tap back, actually had a little piece of that one back into the glove of Ben Ladner, and the strikeout is completed. The Broncos have struck out three times now in three innings. Hastings going down in order in the third. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the third inning with a score, Dakota Wesleyan 3, Hastings nothing.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like. To see those that run daily in the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 to start a subscription to the newspaper or order it online at hastingstribune.com. When it comes to local sports, we've got it covered.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters.
1230 KHAS.
Well, the Tigers of Dakota Wesleyan now up there in the third inning of play. It'll be numbers 3, 4, and 5 in the batting order. We'll see Jared Nealon, also Tyler Waddle, and Neil Nagel. These guys have done a lot of damage here in the tournament. This is where their production has been, which you might expect in the 2, 3, and 4 batters in the order. Here's a pitch thrown there. It's going to be outside for a ball. 1-0 the count to a Jared Nealon. Xander Schmidt back out there for Hastings. He'll throw in this third inning of play. Xander throws another one of the play. It's going to be down low for a ball, and it's two balls and no strikes. So Jared Nealon leading off here in the tournament. He's got a 500 batting average. And he's leading off here in the third for the Tigers. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. And Xander's thrown three straight balls here to begin the inning. He's got some relievers down in the bullpen watching right now, now warming up as Xander Schmidt continues out there for the Broncos. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. It should be three balls and one strike. 3-1, the count now to Jared Nealon for the Tigers of Dakota Wesleyan. Hastings will play him pretty much straight away in the outfield. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be foul tap here. And now the count is full at three balls and two strikes to Jared Nealon for the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers. Today's matchup between the six-seeded Broncos and the seven-seeded Tigers. Both of these teams doing a good job getting through the tournament here, the bracket of Doan. The other bracket going on in Sioux City, Briar Cliff. It's Midland playing Northwestern up there. There's the ball. It's going to be hit toward the left field again. A long ball is going to be off of the wall at 320 feet away. Moving around first easily and then the second base with a double is going to be Jared Nealon. So Nealon hits that ball hard again to left field. Nick Williams, he's seen a lot of action out there today for Hastings. Nealon gets the double to left field. He's going to be run for now at the second base. And here comes Tyler Waddle to the plate next.
Third baseman Tyler Waddle.
So out there running it. That's still going to be Jared Nealon. He's not going to be run for there at the second base. Waddle's going to come to the plate next for the Tigers. He's the guy who had the three-run homer back there in inning number one. So Xander have to be careful here. Here's a pitch to him. It's going to be down low for a ball. 1-0 the count. So now the Tigers have their leadoff man on here in the third inning of play. They got a double out of a Jared Nealon. Tyler Waddle coming to the plate next for the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers. His batting average now at .336 after he hammered that home run in the first inning of play. Waddle winning on the next pitch here from Xander Schmidt. Xander looking at the runner at second base. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner. That's one ball and one strike now to Waddle. He's now got 44 base hits and 131 trips to the plate with 12 doubles, two triples, and a home run. He's now driven home 24 runs for the Tigers. Dakota Wesleyan out on top of Hastings by the score of 3-0 in this championship ball game of the Doan bracket of the GPAC baseball tournament. Here comes the next pitch by Xander Schmidt. It's going to be in the outside corner. Xander, he doesn't throw the ball real hard, but he needs to locate and he needs to keep his pitches down here. And he left one up over the plate for Tyler Waddle in the first inning, and Tyler made him pay for it. Now the count is sitting at one ball and two strikes here. So Waddle, the third baseman for Dakota Wesleyan. Xander again comes set as he gets his sign from his catcher, Grant Krause. Looks at the runner at second base. Looks at the runner at second base again. A hard look there, and he offers one to the plate. It's going to be hit toward short. Ty O'Brien has got it. His throw is to first base. That's going to be in time. And Waddle is retired in the play from short to first, but the runner advances over to third base for the Tigers. Neil Nagel coming up there next for Dakota Wesleyan.
First baseman Neil Nagel.
Nagel is the first baseman. Batting average on the year is sitting at .336 as he comes to the plate here for the Tigers. So now Dakota Wesleyan has got one man out here in the third inning of play. A man just 90 feet away. They've already got a 3-0 lead over Hastings College. And here comes the pitch here by Xander Schmidt. It's going to be in there for a strike right at the knees. No balls and one strike. Head coach Steve Sponberg and the pitching coach for the Broncos out in front of the dugout here. The Broncos on the third base side here today, which is the visiting dugout here at Crete. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner. And it's going to be no balls and two strikes to Neil Nagel. Nagel, he's struck out 13 times so far this year, and he has walked 8 times. And the batting average is sitting at .357 on the season for Nagel. Here comes the next pitch. Swung out and missed, and he strikes him out. Strikeout number 2 in the ball game now for Xander Schmidt. And that's going to bring up Cole Winandy next. Winandy, he fouled out to the first baseman his first time up there. So Cole Winandy, now with a batting average of .286, will come to the plate here against Anders Schmidt, who's looking for his third win of the 2015 season here this afternoon. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low for a ball. And it is one ball and no strikes now to Cole Winandy. Dominique Sebastiani, the shortstop, is due up there next. But now there's two men out after Jared Nealon leads off this inning with a double at left field. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike. That's one ball and one strike now to Cole Winandy. Cole has got three doubles to his credit this year. He's got a triple and a couple of home runs. He has driven home 19 runs. Chance to drive one home here for the Tigers. The man out at third base. Here comes the next pitch. Swung on and missed. That's now one ball and two strikes to Cole Winandy. So Xander getting the job done so far here in the third inning of play after a rocky first. Had some base runners in the second inning of play as well. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. It's now two balls and two strikes. Dakota Wesleyan threatened in the second inning of play, but Tyler Johnson attempting to score was gunned down by the right fielder for Hastings, Ryan Schrott at the plate. Grant Krause holding on to the ball on the end of the inning. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. And now the count is full of three balls and two strikes. Base runner at third base here for Dakota Wesleyan. That's Jared Nealon. And now the count here at the plate is at three balls and two strikes to Cole Winandy. He's here in the right-hand batter's box. Here comes the next pitch by Xander Schmidt. A breaking pitch that's going to be fouled away. First base side. So the count remains at three balls and two strikes. An attempt in the lower 60s again today. Had rain here last night in Crete, but the game started on time. In fact, a couple of minutes early here this afternoon. Playing one game, possibly two, if Hastings can pick up a win here in the opening contest. Next pitch is going to be fouled back over the screen out of play. So the count remains at three balls and two strikes. Hastings has got to beat the Tigers twice today in order to advance to the final championship game next Tuesday against the winner of the Midland Northwestern game going on today up in Sioux City. Here comes the 3-2 pitch now by Xander Schmidt. It's inside for a ball. He walks him. So a walk given up there by Xander Schmidt. That's going to be his first walk of the ball game. And now runners are on at first and third base here for the Tigers. And Dominique Sebastiani will come to the plate next. He led off the second inning of play by grounding out. So Dominique Sebastiani coming to the plate. Looks down at the third base coaching box as they go through the signals down there. Sebastiani is ready. His batting average now sitting at .262. On the season. He's got a .300 average with the runners in scoring position. There's a ball hit down the line at third base, and that one was just foul. Takes a rip at that pitch from Xander Schmidt. That was just foul again by a few inches down there by the third baseman, Reed Stone of Hastings. So it's a strike there on Dominique Sebastiani. No balls and one strike to Dominique with runners on at first and third base now for the Tigers. Dakota Wesleyan already leading in this ball game by a score of 3-0. Xander Schmidt working from the stretch. There's a quick throw to first base. It's not in time. Back in there was Winandy. Hastings picked one off yesterday. One of the two ball games we saw yesterday. Winandy was back in there at first base here. Xander Schmidt comes setting as he works on Dominique Sebastiani. Now the throw to first base. They've got a guy tied up now between first and second. Here comes the runner from third base and a throw to the plate. And they got him again at the plate. Another great play. And now the third base coach, he's going to come down. He's going to argue this call. So the pickoff attempt went to first base. They had the runner tied up between first and second. Then the guy at third base was attempting to get home here. And a throw came in. And once again, Grant Krause hangs onto the ball. And a home plate umpire rings him up. And that discussion is still continuing out there. But the inning is over here for Dakota Wesleyan. As they, again, are kept off of the scoreboard. So back-to-back innings, Hastings has made great plays at the plate here to get out of the inning. So we go to the fourth inning of play with a score Dakota Wesleyan 3, Hastings College nothing.
I think you go into nursing because you have a vision of being able to make a difference in people's lives.
I remember the nurse when I was a child and going to the doctor's office. I guess that was what I always just wanted to do.
It's the nurses that make the difference as to whether a patient really feels good about being here and feels like they're in good hands. I think the nurses gained status.
Because they lived it, number one, but they also brought all that knowledge and expertise from many years of dealing with pretty much any situation that they might run into.
They became respected by the medical staff as very highly qualified registered nurses. So I'm kind of proud of that.
Celebrating 100 years of inspired care. Mary Lanning Healthcare.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College Baseball here today on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So the Broncos coming to the plate now here in the fourth inning. They're still with a goose egg on the scoreboard. 3-0 is the score. The Tigers have the lead. Here's Ty O'Brien up there. We got O'Brien, McGee, and Lockerbie. And Reed Stone of Hastings can get something going here against the pitcher for Dakota Wesleyan here this afternoon, and Dustin Steckler. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be tapped foul on the third base side. And the count is at 1-1 now to Ty O'Brien. He comes to the plate with a batting average of .288 so far this season. He grounded one back to the pitcher to begin things here this afternoon in that first inning of play. He squares around the bunt here and fouls it away. So he's seen so far with only one base hit in this ball game. They have struck out 3 times as we are into the fourth inning now against the Tigers of Dakota Wesleyan. DWU with a 3-0 lead over Hastings, thanks to a 3-run homer in the first inning by Tyler Waddell for Dakota Wesleyan. O'Brien is waiting here on the pitch now from Dustin Steckler. Ball wide up here as the pitch is going to be hit to Sebastiani at shortstop. He gobbles it up, and his throw to first base is going to be wild. It gets away from Neil Nagel, so Sebastiani throws an errant throw across the diamond there, and the Broncos get a base runner with Ty O'Brien. That's going to be an error chalked up on Sebastiani, the shortstop. And now Drew McGee comes up there for Hastings. So the Broncos get a base runner here in the fourth. Drew McGee now, the number 3 hitter in the batting order, comes up there. So Drew McGee, who had a single back there in the first inning of play, will come to the plate here. His batting average now at .304 on the season for Hastings College. He bounced from the right-hand side. And here comes the pitch by Steckler. It's going to be inside for a ball. And it's 1-0 the count. Ty O'Brien is your base runner down there at first base. He is 5 out of 10 in stealing bases this year, tied for second on the team. O'Brien inching away from the bag down there. Neil Nagel will hold him on for Dakota Wesleyan. Stays put as the ball is going to be hit toward third. It's going to be in foul territory. So he strike there on the Drew McGee. Now the count is sitting at 1-1 to our designated hitter, Drew McGee for Hastings. Steve Sponberg going through the signs down there in the third base coaching box for the Broncos. Again, your base runner is down there at first base. Ty O'Brien taking his lead down there. Here comes a pitch to the plate. That's going to be an attempted bunt. That's going to be in foul territory. Trying to lay down a bunt to the first base side in foul territory. So now McGee will go back with a count of 1-2. Midland beats Briarcliff 12-2 in the first ball game up in Sioux City today in the Briarcliff bracket. That's the completion, actually, of day number 2. They got behind yesterday, had about a 3 to 4 hour rain delay up in Sioux City yesterday, so they played just 2 games instead of 3 like we played here. They completed that one this morning with Midland winning 12-2. Here comes the next pitch. It comes back to the screen and running down to second base on the play. It's going to be O'Brien. So Ty O'Brien is now in scoring position at second base for Hastings. And McGee has a count of 2-2 here at the plate with Michael Lockerbie scheduled up there next for the Broncos. Hastings trailing in the ball game by a score of 3-0. We are in the top half of the fourth inning here in Crete this afternoon. Dustin Steckler working from the stretch now. Runner on at second base. He looks that way. Offers one to the plate. There's a bouncing ball toward third. That's going to be in foul territory. The count remains at 2 balls and 2 strikes. The Nebraska baseball team, they're playing their second ball game of their series with the Northwestern Wildcats this afternoon in Evanston, Illinois. In fact, that ball game is getting underway shortly at 1:05. You can catch the action between Nebraska and Northwestern today on the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5. Pre-game show is already underway. Here comes the next pitch. Going to be fouled away by Drew McGee. So he hangs in there tough with 2 strikes. 2 balls and 2 strikes to Drew McGee for Hastings. McGee so far this year has got 23 strikeouts. He's got 20 walks. McGee's got 48 base hits to his credit so far this year. Looking for one right here with a runner on in scoring position at second base. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Here comes the next one. It's going to be a fastball by Steckler. It's going to be up high for a ball. That's 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hastings was able to get to this guy earlier this year. They had 8 base hits off of Dustin Steckler in 6 innings. In one of the games of our doubleheader we played, there's a swing and a foul tap. Catcher unable to hang on to that baby, so McGee is going to get another chance here. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wind's blowing again in on the hitters here in Crete at this ballpark. Blowing from the right field toward the plate. Here comes the next pitch now to McGee. They're instead of going to wheel towards second and diving back in there was Ty O'Brien. Sneaking over there was a shortstop, Dominique Sebastiani. No throw from the pitcher, Steckler, but Ty O'Brien goes head first, sliding back into the bag there at second base. 3 balls and 2 strikes to Drew McGee. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be hammered towards center, and that's going to get down for a base hit. Picked up there by Chris Combs on the hop. So Hastings records a hit, and the Broncos have runners on at first and third base now here in the fourth inning. Nobody out.
First baseman, Micah Lockerbie.
Micah Lockerbie comes to the plate next for Hastings. Lockerbie struck out his first time up there in inning number one. So Micah Lockerbie with a chance to do some damage here for Hastings here in the fourth inning. Get the Broncos back into the ballgame. Lockerbie's got 59 base hits and 178 trips to the plate. He's been up there a lot for Hastings this year. Average is sitting right around the 330 as he comes to the plate here. In the tournament so far, runners in scoring position. Lockerbie is hitting 500. There's a bouncing ball to third. They go to second base for one. Over to first base, a double play as he hangs on to it. But a run comes in to score. Lockerbie hits into a double play, but a run comes in to score for Hastings. A 5-4-3 double play there for the Tigers. But now it's a 3-1 ball game.
Third baseman, Reed Stone.
Hastings gets on the scoreboard with Ty O'Brien coming in and touching the plate. But now there's 2 men out here in the inning, and Reed Stone will come up there next. So Hastings out of potential maybe for a big inning right there with a couple of runners on. A double play turned by Dakota Wesley in the first of the ball game here for the Tigers. Now they got 2 men out in a 3-1 ball game. Reed Stone up there for Hastings. He whacks that one. Ball's going to be hit to Sebastiani at shortstop. He gets the throw over to first base this time. So after committing an error earlier in the inning, he comes back and gets Reed Stone on a ground out. Hastings scores 1 run on 1 base hit, 1 error on Dakota Wesleyan, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth now with a score. Dakota Wesleyan 3, Hastings 1.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College Baseball today on 1230 KHAS. It is a 3-1 ball game now. Dakota Wesleyan has got the lead over Hastings College. And here comes Sebastiani back to the plate for Dakota Wesleyan. So Dominique Sebastiani back up there. He was back there in the last inning. He was up there, but Hastings had that pickoff move toward first, and they eventually nailed Jared Nealon at the plate on a great defensive play. So Sebastiani back up there to kind of complete his battery or his attempt here at the plate. He grounded out his first time up there in inning number two. There's a ball hit towards Stone at 30, grabs the ball, gets back onto his feet, throws it across the diamond. That's going to be in time. Good play there by Reed Stone, the third baseman for Hastings. Goes down to his knees to grab that one, gets back onto his feet, and gets it across to Michael Lockerby to record the out. And that's going to bring up Neukenbauer next. He is the left fielder for the Tigers of Dakota Wesleyan. He struck out his first time up there. Batting in the number eight position here this afternoon. Scores around a bunt, pulls it back, takes a pitch outside for a ball. It's one ball and no strikes now to Neukenbauer. His batting average on the season is now down to 135 for the Tigers. As he waits on the next pitch, he pops this one up. It's going to be behind the plate. Grant Krause, mask comes off, and he grabs the ball and records the out. So Lincoln Neukenbauer, he fouls out to the catcher. Grant Krause behind the plate here for Hastings.
Chris Combs.
And now Chris Combs comes up there next. Combs had a single back there in the second inning of play. So Chris Combs backed up there here in the fourth. The Tigers have the lead over Hastings. The score is 3-1 here this afternoon. Hastings needs a win here to force a second championship game of this Doan bracket from the Great Plains Athletic Conference baseball tournament. That one would go at about 3 o'clock today. A pitch to Chris Combs is going to be in there for a strike, and it's nothing and one to Combs. Combs has a batting average of 256 on the season so far. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be down low for another ball. That's one ball and one strike now. As Xander continues to throw out there for Hastings. Chris Combs batting here from the right-hand side. Xander working from the full windup with the base pads empty here in the fourth. Next pitch is a pitch. It's going to be down low, a check swing, but they appeal out to the base umpires. Says no, he did not go around with it. And the count goes to two balls and one strike. Combs has done a good job with the two outs in the tournament so far. He's batting at a 400 clip. There's two outs right now for the Tigers. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be down low for another ball. And it's now three balls and one strike. The Tigers have had base runners in every inning so far. They haven't scored those since the third. Hastings ending the second and third innings. They haven't scored since the first. Hastings has got good defensive plays then. The second and third innings with Dakota Wesleyan attempting to score. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike, and it's three balls and two strikes now to Chris Combs for Dakota Wesleyan. Here comes the 3-2 pitch now from Xander. The ball's hit on the ground towards short. O'Brien on the edge of the outfield grass. His long throw across the first baseman, Michael Lockerbie, is not going to be in time. That's going to be a base hit. Tough play there by the shortstop, Ty O'Brien.
Ben Ladner.
He knocks that one down from the outfield, at least. He gets it on the edge of the outfield grass, and that was an extremely long throw for the shortstop to get it over to the first baseman, Lockerbie. Not in time, so Chris Combs gets his second base hit of the ball game out of the number nine hole here for the Tigers, and now the dangerous top of the order coming up there for Dakota Wesleyan. Ladner, Johnson, Nealon, and Waddle. Well, they're base runner out at first base, but fortunately there's two men out here. We can go to work on Ben Ladner now. Xander Schmidt working from the stretch. The pitch is going to be fouled away in the first base side. Out of play. No balls and one strike. The Tigers now with eight base hits in the ball game so far. And we're only in the fourth inning. Tigers pounding the ball here against Xander Schmidt of the Broncos. Hastings being out hit 8-2 so far here in this ball game. Ben Ladner waiting on the pitch from Xander. As Xander comes set, looks at the runner at first base. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's swung on. That's going to be hit to right field. Ryan Schrod settles under it for Hastings, and Schrod makes the catch of the inning.
The
is
Tigers,
over.
No runs on a hit, no
as a Ben Ladner flies out to a right field
five.
To end the inning.
It's a 3-1 game.
And that's all she wrote for Dakota Wesleyan here in the fourth. They score no runs on a base hit. No errors on Hastings. One man left on base. We go to inning number five with a score. Dakota Wesleyan 3, Hastings 1.
Comfort means something different to everyone, and Frigidaire offers home comfort solutions as unique as your family. You can design systems that control seasonal allergens, humidity, and other environmental factors, or get rid of hot and cold spots with independent comfort zones. Call 402-463-4853, and Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning will work with you to design the system that's perfect for your family. Experience trusted Frigidaire comfort and exceptional service from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and Kearney. Call 402-463-4853.
Through Monday, Bruce Furniture helps you love your home. Storewide savings plus take an extra 10% off, delivery is free, and with your good credit, there's special financing available for 24 months. See store for details. Special carpet clearance at our Kearney and Holdridge stores. Plus, purchase any premium carpet and pad, and whole house installation is only $49. The Love Your Home sale ends Monday, only at Bruce Furniture. Every style, every budget, just right for you.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College baseball action here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Score update from Sioux City. Midland has jumped out on top of Northwestern in their championship ball game of the Briar Cliff bracket. 6-0 is the score. Midland's got the lead over the Red Raiders of Northwestern. Off to beat the Red Raiders twice today in order to move on into the championship ball game next Tuesday. Midland picking up a win over Briar Cliff in the first ball game today by a score of 12-2. There is an instance where Hastings could actually host the championship ball game next Tuesday. If Hastings obviously wins the Doan bracket, and if Midland wins the bracket up in Sioux City, Hastings would get to host the GPAC championship ball game next Tuesday. But there's still a lot of baseball to be played here, and the Broncos are trailing here by a score of 3-1. There's a bouncing ball to Winandy at second base, and he retires Jake Steets on an easy play.
Nick Williams.
So Jake Steets on the first pitch that he sees from Dustin Steckler here in the fifth inning. He sends it out to Winandy at second base, who's been pretty solid there for the Tigers this year. He goes over to Nagel to record the out. Here comes Nick Williams up to the plate next for Hastings. Williams, he grounded out his first time up there in inning number two. So Williams up there for the second time. His average now at 256 on the season as Dustin Steckler goes to work on Williams, and the first pitch is going to be down low for a ball, 1-0 the count. So Steckler on the mound with Ben Ladner behind the plate for Dakota Wesleyan here in this ball game. Nagel at first base, Winandy at second, Sebastiani at shortstop, and Tyler Waddle over here at third base. Neugenbauer, Combs, and Nealon in the outfield from left to right. Sebastiani gets another chance at shortstop. His throw again to first base high, but a tag is made there by Neil Nagel. So Sebastiani's throw was high into the home plate side of first base, but Neil Nagel climbs the ladder there to grab it and then tags out to Nick Williams down there at first base. That records the second out here in the inning, and now Grant Krause comes up there next. Krause is the catcher for Hastings. He popped one to the shortstop back there in inning number three. So Hastings having a tough time getting things going here today with just two base hits. They had 21 in the two ball games yesterday over Doan and Morningside. Struggled on Thursday, had only three base hits in their loss to Morningside. There's the next pitch, it's going to be fouled back to the screen. And the count is sitting at 1-1 now to Grant Krause, the catcher for Hastings. Donato Santos would be up there next for Hastings, but there's two men out here in this fifth inning of play. 3-1 is the score. The Tigers have the lead. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike on the inside corner. That's 1-2 now to Grant Krause. Xander Schmidt still throwing for Hastings. Dustin Steckler, the pitcher here for Dakota Wesleyan, the two starters so far in the ballgame as we have reached inning number five. Here's a bouncing ball right back to Steckler on the mound. Runs it toward first base. Underhands it to Nagel, and the Broncos go down in order here in the fifth inning of play. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning with a score, Dakota Wesleyan 3, Hastings 1.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
Val and Joel say let's make a deal at Kirshner's Auto Corner. This week they've got a great selection of local trade-in vehicles that could be yours. Colorado and South Street in Hastings, and always online at kirshnersautocorner.com.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball today here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings playing in the finals of the Doan Bracket of the Great Plains Athletic Conference baseball tournament. Trailing Dakota Wesleyan now by a score of 3-1. Xander Schmidt coming back out to throw for Hastings here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. The Tigers, the home team in the ball game here, at least this first ball game. If Hastings can force the second game, they switch sides here. Tyler Johnson, Jared Nealon, and Tyler Waddle, 2, 3, and 4 in the batting order here for the Tigers to face Xander Schmidt. The Tigers making their third way around in the batting order here. Tyler Johnson, he has laid down his sacrifice, and he has singled so far here in the ball game for the Tigers. He takes a strike there on the outside corner. So it's a 3-1 ball game. Hastings with 2 base hits so far. Dakota Wesleyan has got 8. As we have reached this fifth inning, here comes the next pitch from Xander. Comes inside and hits him. Didn't hit him much. Breezes on by him, and the home plate umpire gives him the free base. So he is hit by a pitch here in this fifth inning of play. And Dakota Wesleyan has got a base runner again, looking to add to their total here. Jared Nealon will come to the plate next for Dakota Wesleyan. Nealon, he's reached base safely twice already today. Had a single in the first inning of play, scored. And also he had a double in inning number 3 and was left stranded. Scores around the bunt here, lays it down here. Xander grabs the ball, underhands it to first base, and that's successful, but his sacrifice is also successful. As running down to second base on the play is Tyler Johnson. So Jared Nealon is retired on the play from pitcher to first. One man out, and now Dakota Wesleyan has got a runner on in scoring position at second base here. Tyler Waddle comes up to the plate next. He's the guy who had a 3-run home run in the first inning of play. He grounded out in inning number 3. Grounded out to the shortstop. His other plate appearance. So Waddle comes up there. His batting average on the season is now at .333 for the Tigers. At his first home run of the season back there, and that's a first inning for DWU. Here comes the pitch to him. It's going to be fouled back to the screen. And the count is sending it no balls and one strike to Waddle. Neil Nego would be next, and then Cole Winandy as the Tigers bat here in the fifth inning. Ball game scheduled for 9 here today between the Tigers and the Broncos. Tyler Waddle digs back into the right-hand side here as Xander Schmidt works from the stretch with a runner on at second base. That's Tyler Johnson for the Tigers. Xander comes set, looks at that runner at second, offers one to the plate. That's going to be outside for a ball. As one ball and one strike now to Tyler Waddle. Hastings losing to Morningside on Thursday and then coming back facing Illumination in 2 ball games yesterday, beating Doan 5-4, and then they were able to beat Morningside by a score of 3-0 in the second contest yesterday. Getting his spot here in this final ball game of the Doan bracket of this tournament. Here comes the next pitch from Xander. It's going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner. So Xander, after a rocky start there in the first inning, has got out of trouble in the second, got out of trouble in the third, had a pretty easy fourth inning of play. Now he's attacking Tyler Waddle here in inning number 5. Here's the 1-2 pitch coming up here from Xander Schmidt as he looks at the runner at second base. Pitch is going to be onside for a ball. Waddle wanted to pull the trigger and did not. Good stop behind the plate there by Grant Krause of Hastings. Not letting that ball slide on by there. So the count is at 2 balls and 2 strikes now to Tyler Waddle. He is the third baseman for Dakota Wesleyan. Xander again looking at the runner at second base. And now we've got a timeout called here as Waddle backs out of the batter's box. And Johnson, your base runner down there at the second base. He is 5 out of 6 in stealing bases for Dakota Wesleyan this year. Dancing his way there, just off of the bag. There's the ball that's going to be hit down the line in the left field again. It's going to be in foul territory. Tigers have been very close on a couple of plays down there, down the line in left field today. Fortunately enough for Hastings, they've gone just foul. So the count remains at 2 balls and 2 strikes to Tyler Waddle as he bats here in the fifth inning of play. It's the Broncos and the Xander Schmidt. Tigers threatening to add to their run total here. They've already got a 2-run lead, 3-1 over Hastings. There's the next pitch, fouled again, back to the screen. Protecting the plate with a couple of strikes. Tyler Waddle hanging tough in there for the Tigers of Dakota Wesleyan. Waddle, he has struck out 20 times so far this year. He has walked 17 times. Facing a count here of 2 balls and 2 strikes in the fifth. Xander Schmidt trying to find a combination that's going to work out there on Tyler Waddle. He comes set again as he looks at the runner at second base. And now wheels towards second, throws it. Our second baseman, Jake Steets, who is coming over covering the bag there, but back in there easily was Tyler Johnson for the Tigers. 2 balls and 2 strikes here to Tyler Waddle for Dakota Wesleyan as he settles back into the right-hand batter's box here. Xander gets the sign from his catcher, Grant Krause, nods his head. Now he looks at his runner at second base, offers one to the plate. The ball's going to be popped up. It's going to stay in the infield. Who's going to call for it? It's going to be Lockerbie as he comes on and he makes the catch. Lockerbie comes from first base right in front of the plate there to make the catch for Hastings. So that's the second out as Tyler Waddle gets underneath that one. And it was a mile high, but it's grabbed there by Michael Lockerbie for Hastings. And that's going to bring up Neil Nagel next. He is the first baseman. Nagel, he is 0 for 2 so far today. He's grounded out once. He has struck out once. Xander's got a couple of strikeouts here in this ball game. He has walked one guy so far today. So there's a Neil Nagel up there next. Neil, he's a right-handed hitter as well. The runner is still at the second base here for Dakota Wesleyan. Xander with a couple of strikeouts, as we mentioned, and one walk. He's given up the 8 base hits so far in the contest. He's hit a man as well. Nagel has a batting average of .354 on the season. And now Steve Sponberg is going to make his way out of the dugout here for Hastings. So we got 2 men out here in the inning. A man is on at second base. We're in the fifth inning of play. And the Broncos have had a reliever warming up for on and off throughout much of this ball game as Hastings had troubles early in the first inning. We'll see what Steve Sponberg elects to do here. That's Braxton Arndt, who is out warming up for Hastings out of the bullpen for the Broncos.
The Great Plains Athletic Conference softball tournament, top of the seventh inning.
Now we've got
it's Concordia 7, Morningside 3. That's game one, top of the seventh.
We've got Concordia 7, Steve Morningside Sponberg three. Coming best off best the pitcher's mound.
Best 2 out of 3 games today in the GPAC softball
championship. Yeah, softball championships are going on as well today, so kind of a busy day across the GPAC conference today. Concordia with the lead over Morningside in the best two out of three series going on today up in Sioux City. Concordia is leading in the first ball game over Morningside 7-3. Neil Nagel up there for Dakota Wesleyan. It's a 3-1 ball game here. The Tigers are out on top of the Broncos. We've got 2 men out here in the fifth inning. Xander's pitch to the play is going to be popped up. It's going to stay here in the infield. In fact, over in foul territory, giving chase as the catcher Krause, and he makes the catch. Grant Krause goes tumbling down to the turf here and makes the catch for Hastings to end the inning. So Neil Nagel, he fouls out to the catcher to end the inning. No runs for Dakota Wesleyan in the fifth. No runs on no hits, no errors, 1 man left on base. We go to inning number 6 with a score. Dakota Wesleyan 3, Hastings 1.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a five-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the five-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like. To see those that run daily in the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 to start a subscription to the newspaper or order it online at hastingstribune.com. When it comes to local sports, we've got it covered.
1230 KHIS. You're listening to Hastings College Baseball today here on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Hastings trailing Dakota Wesleyan here in this championship final of the Doan bracket of the Great Plains Athletic Conference Baseball Championships. The score 3-1 as we head to inning number 6. Hastings will have 9-1-2 in the batting order. Donald Santos, Ryan Schrod, Ty O'Brien to come on to face Dustin Steckler, who's went all the way here for the Tigers of Dakota Wesleyan so far here in this ball game. Steckler has given up just a couple of base hits, no walks today, and he's recorded 3 strikeouts against the Broncos. There's the ball. It's going to be hammered toward left field. Neugenbauer goes over, and he makes the catch. So on the very first pitch that Santos sees here in the 6th inning, he gives it a ride, but right the right at fielder, the left fielder, Ryan Reagan Neugenbauer. As he records the out field, that's going to bring up Ryan Schrod next. Schrod, he is 0-for so far today, 0-for-2. Grounded out once, he has struck out once. As Schrod comes to the plate here for Hastings College. He'll bat from the left-hand side. The Broncos trailing in this ball game, trying to get something going here against the Dakota Wesleyan. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be outside for a ball. 1-0 the count now to Ryan Schrod. We heard head coach Steve Sponberg talking the pregame show about the bullpen for Dakota Wesleyan. It is very good. He says it's one of the top bullpens maybe in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. So Hastings getting into the latter innings. Dakota Wesleyan's going to send in one of those guys. He said they got some pitchers that can really throw some heat in the back end of their bullpen. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. That's 2 balls and no strikes to Ryan Schrod. Here's the next pitch. This is going to be popped up, but it gets out of play here on the third base side. There's now 2 balls and 1 strike to Ryan Schrod. He's got a batting average of .339 on the season now. Dustin Steckler looking in for the sign from his catcher, Ben Ladner. As he delivers one to the plate, there's a bouncing ball toward a second. When Andy has got it, goes to first and records the out on Ryan Schrod.
Shortstop, Ty.
Now Ty O'Brien coming up there next. O'Brien, he reached on an error, scored a run in the 4th inning of play. And he hit one back to the pitcher in inning number 1. He's officially 0-for-2 in the ball game so far today. So Ty O'Brien comes up there. He was the hero in the ball game against the Tigers yesterday. Had a single in the 8th inning of play to drive home. But was the winning run in that 5-4 win over the Tigers to force a second elimination ball game yesterday with Morningside. And Hastings able to win that one as well. 3-0 over the Mustangs. Thus, their appearance here today in this ball game with the Tigers of Dakota Wesleyan. First pitch is going to be fouled away. Here comes the next one to Ty O'Brien. That's going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. So O'Brien all of a sudden falls behind. Had no balls and 2 strikes. O'Brien has struck out 11 times so far this year. He has walked 8 times. O'Brien has a batting average now of .284 on the season. There's a swing and a miss, and the Broncos strike out.
For the Broncos, no runs, no hits, no errors.
So a strikeout there, strikeout number 4 in the ball game now for the pitcher, Dustin Steckler. Hastings goes down in order in the 6th inning of play. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the 6th with a score. Dakota Wesleyan 3, Hastings 1.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Now you can experience restorative sleep with conforming support. Introducing Beautyrest Memory Foam Plus, an innovative memory foam mattress that provides exceptional pressure relief and comfort designed to deliver better support for better sleep. Experience the Beautyrest Memory Foam Plus and transform restorative sleep into a healthy habit at Furniture Direct on South Burlington behind Sonic and Hastings and online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
Shop local, save big at ShopWheelerDealer.com to subscribe, allowing us to send you the deal of the day every morning via text message. Text the words Wheeler Dealer to 90210. Shop local, save big. ShopWheelerDealer.com.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back in Crete, Great Plains Athletic Conference baseball action for you here today on 1230 KHAS. Hastings is trailing Dakota Wesley, and the score is 3-0. As we go to the bottom of the sixth inning now, Xander Schmidt comes back out. He'll throw for the Broncos here in this inning. Cole Winandy, Dominic Sebastiani, and also Legan Neugenbauer schedule up here for Dakota Wesleyan. Numbers 6, 7, and 8 in the batting order. One of those guys get aboard. We'll see the number 9 hitter who's been tough today, Chris Combs, who's got a couple of base hits, coming to the plate here in the sixth. Xander Schmidt goes to work and throws a couple of strikes there on the outside corner to get things started with Cole Winandy. So Cole falls behind it. No balls and two strikes. Right-handed hitter here for the Tigers. His batting average on the season is sitting at .286. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. 1-2 the countdown. So this guy leading off in innings, he's hitting at a .750 clip here in the tournament for Dakota Wesleyan. Leading off here in the sixth inning, he takes a pitch down low for a ball. Two balls and two strikes. Dakota Wesleyan 22-24 in the season. They have won 8 out of their last 10 games, including a couple of contests here in the conference tournament. They finished 10-10 during the regular season in the GPAC, the same record that Hastings had. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. So after getting ahead, no balls and two strikes, Xander is coming back with 3 straight balls. Now the count is full at 3-2. The Tigers have been very successful today getting guys on base in just about every inning. In fact, they have not went down in order in any inning so far. There's a high fly ball that's going to be in foul territory. He fouls it away. The count remains at 3 balls and 2 strikes. He goes after a high pitch there and fouls it away. So 3 balls and 2 strikes now to Cole Winandy as he's batting here to lead off the sixth inning. For Dakota Wesleyan, the team coming in here from Mitchell, South Dakota. Here comes the 3-2 pitch now from Xander. It's hit right off of the leg of Xander. The ball is now loose. It's running wild to the infield, and he's going to be safe over at first base. A hard hit ball right back to a Xander Schmidt on the mound. It was off of his leg, and it was running wild in the infield here. It goes out toward his second base to Jake Steets, but he had no chance to catch it. Cole Winandy as he's on board at first base now for the Tigers of Dakota Wesleyan. And that's going to bring up Dominique Sebastiani to the plate next. That's going to be a base hit there for Cole Winandy. A hard hit shot back to the pitcher's mound. Winandy gets aboard for the ninth base hit of the ball game now for the Tigers. He's on board at first base. They square around the bunt and they foul it away here. Had to play from Dominique Sebastiani. So no balls and one strike to Dominique. As Cole Winandy is down there at first base now for the Tigers of Dakota Wesleyan. He is 10 out of 13 in stealing bases. So definitely a base-stealing threat now for Dakota Wesleyan as they try to add to their 2-run lead here in this championship ball game of the Doan Bracket, a GPAC baseball tournament here today. There's a throw over to first by Xander. It's not going to be in time. Applying the tag was Michael Lockerbie. Hastings has got Reed Stone over at third base. Ty O'Brien at shortstop. Jake Steets at second. Lockerbie over at first base. Grant Krause behind the plate with Xander Schmidt on the hill. Williams, Santos, and Schrod in the outfield from left to right here for Hastings. Another quick throw over to first base. Back in there standing up was Cole Winandy. So Xander wants to keep him close, but we got to concentrate on the hitter here in Dominique Sebastiani. He has grounded out twice so far today. Once to the second baseman and once to the third baseman. Reed Stone playing in front of the bag. He's on the grass here for Hastings, anticipating a bunt. There's a ball hammered right by Stone in left field for a base hit. So Dakota Wesleyan crosses up the Broncos right there. Hastings had the infield in, anticipating a bunt from Sebastiani after he shows bunt on the first pitch. And he hammers that one right on by Reed Stone into left field. And now Dakota Wesleyan has got runners on at first and second base here in the sixth inning of play and nobody out. And now Neugenbauer, I think, is going to be called back to the dugout.
Number six.
And coming out of the dugout is going to be Calhoun. Austin Calhoun. So Calhoun is going to come out and pinch hit here in the sixth inning of play. They got a man on at first and second base here. So Austin Calhoun is going to come on and bat now for Dakota. And just as he comes out, here comes Steve Sponberg. He's going to make his way onto the pitcher's mound, and that might be the last pitch that Xander throws here in this ballgame as the coach has got some folks warming up again down in the Bronco bullpen, and Steve has made several trips out here to talk with Xander Schmidt. Hastings is trailing in the ballgame by a score of 3-1 as we've reached the sixth inning of play here this afternoon in Crete. As the discussion continues on the mound, the Broncos have the entire infield pulled in, as well as the catcher, Grant Krause, as they have the conversation. And now the home plate umpire is going to go out and break up that conversation. Broncos just going over what they want to do defensively here with nobody out in the sixth inning of play. And already trailing by a couple of runs. The home plate umpire has now reached the conference himself. So a lot of talking going on out there between the Broncos. See what they want to do here in the sixth inning of play. But it looks like Xander is going to get to see another guy here. Bronco baseball today brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Proud to team with Hastings College and presenting Bronco sports for the 2014-2015 season. So coach getting a lot of extra mileage in today. Been out there several times. Comes back to the dugout. Xander's going to stay out there for Hastings. Here in the sixth inning as Austin Calhoun comes to the plate. Calhoun is the pinch hitter here. He's got a batting average of .367. In the tournament so far, with runners on base, he is sitting at .333. With runners in scoring position, he's also hitting at a .333 clip here during the tournament. So Austin Calhoun comes to the plate here to try and do some damage for Dakota Wesleyan in the sixth with base runners on at first and second base. He shows bunts, pulls it back, and will take a pitch outside for a ball. It's one ball and no strikes now to Austin Calhoun. He's batting in this number eight position for Lincoln Neugenbauer. Or Dakota Wesleyan, he's a left-handed hitter working against the righty and Xander Schmidt out there for Hastings. When Nandy is down there at second base, Sebastiani is on at first base. Hastings anticipating bunt again, pulling the infield in at the corners. He shows bunt, will take a pitch down low for another ball. Two balls and no strikes now to Austin Calhoun. Calhoun backing out of the batter's box here. Takes a look at his coach down there in the third base coaching box as he rolls through the signals. See what's on here in the sixth inning. Xander trying to wiggle out of another inning here. Two men on and nobody out here for Dakota Wesleyan in the sixth. Xander pitches to the plate. There's a bunt laid down. Third base side is going to curve over into foul territory. So Austin Calhoun will have to come back to the batter's box here for Dakota Wesleyan. So he got Calhoun pinch hitting, and he's been showing bunt here against Xander Schmidt and the Broncos. Comes back and gets the club. He'll try it again. The count to him is at two balls and one strike now. Dakota Wesleyan trying to add to their total here in the sixth inning. This final ball game today of the Doan Bracket from the Great Plains Athletic Conference Baseball Championships. Midland leading Northwestern in the other game up in Sioux City. They're midway through their ball game. Midland needing to win twice over Northwestern today to move on into the championship game. There's a fastball that's going to be delivered there by Xander. It's going to be inside for a ball. And now it's three balls and one strike. The next guy, Chris Combs, scheduled up there. He's got a couple of base hits already today. So Calhoun is ahead on the count of three balls and one strike with two men already on here. Braxton Arndt is the guy continuing to warm up here for Hastings College down in the bullpen. So it's three balls and one strike now to Austin Calhoun as he digs back in from the left-hand side. Xander Schmidt got his sign from his catcher, Grant Krause. He comes set on the hill. Looks at the runner at second base. He's dancing his way. Here's the pitch to the plate. It's going to be outside for a ball, and the bases are loaded. So a base on balls delivered up there by Xander Schmidt. When Andy moves over to third base on the play, Sebastiani is on at second base, and now Calhoun is on at first, and that's going to be all she wrote here for the pitcher, Xander Schmidt, for Hastings. As Steve Sponberg back out of the dugout, we're going to have a pitching change coming up here for Hastings College. So we'll take a break. We're in the sixth inning of play. Nobody out. Bases are loaded. The Tigers have the lead. It's Dakota Wesleyan 3, Hastings College 1.
Yep, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy.
Hey, moving.
Whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment. Without moving at all. Pepsi. Live for now.
Through Monday, Bruce Furniture helps you love your home. Storewide savings plus take an extra 10% off, delivery is free, and with your good credit, there's special financing available for 24 months. See store for details. Special carpet clearance at our Kearney and Holdridge stores. Plus, purchase any premium carpet and pad and whole house installation is only $49. The Love Your Home sale ends Monday, only at Bruce Furniture. Every style, every budget, just right for you.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball for you here today on 1230 KHAS. Got some changes coming up here. Michael Lockerby is going to come on from first base here for Hastings College. He's going to throw. Nolan Whittlesey is going to be inserted into the ball game. For Hastings, he'll be at first base. Now we got to Drew McGee playing third base for Hastings. As McGee moves over there, and we've got to Reed Stone. He's going to the outfield someplace. As Drew McGee goes to third base, Whittlesey's in at first base. Michael Lockerby moves to the pitcher's mound, and Hastings in trouble here in the sixth inning with Dakota Wesleyan loading up the bases here. So we'll see what Michael Lockerby can do here. Lockerbie's going to face Chris Combs, first guy that's going to come to the plate here. Lockerbie so far this season is 2-0. He's got one save to his credit, 22 and a third innings. He's given up 16 hits, 8 runs, 6 of those earned, 4 base on balls, and 15 strikeouts. So Combs will be the first guy to come to the plate here. Reed Stone is now playing out in left field for Hastings College. So Broncos making, in addition to some a pitching change, we've got some defensive changes as well there in the sixth inning of play. Now the Broncos have the infield in with the bases jammed up here and nobody out in the sixth inning as Michael Lockerby goes to work here on Combs, and the first pitch to him is going to be up high for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Dakota Wesleyan is out on top by a score of 3-1. Over Hastings College this afternoon. They have not scored since the first inning. They had a three-run homer by Tyler Waddle. But Xander Schmidt has been in and out of trouble in the second, third, fourth, fifth, and now here in the sixth, he is knocked out by the Tigers. And now Michael Lockerbie is going to try his chances. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball, and it's two balls and no strikes. No place to put Chris Combs. He's the number nine hitter in the batting order. He's ahead on the count at 2-0. He's got a couple of singles to his credit so far today here in this ball game. Here comes the next pitch. It's hit by the third baseman. That's into left field. One run is going to score. So Chris Combs is getting the job done here. That one hammered right on by Drew McGee at third base. And Chris Combs gets a board again for Dakota Wesleyan. That's going to be a base hit. That's the 10th one of the day for Dakota Wesleyan. A run comes in to score as Winandy comes in and touches the plate to make it a 4-1 ball game now. Bases are still loaded for the Tigers. Sebastiani is over at third base. Calhoun is at second base. Chris Combs is at first base. And now look out. We got the top of the order for Dakota Wesleyan with Ben Ladner coming to the plate next. Ladner's got a couple of singles himself here in this ball game. He hammers that one foul on the first base side. Flew out to right field back there in inning number four. His last attempt up to the plate. So Ladner is 2-for-3 so far today. He's got a batting average of .317 now in the season. With runners in the scoring position, this guy is hitting at a .250 clip so far during the tournament. Ben Ladner waiting on the pitch here from Lockerbie. There's the ball hit to the left side. That takes a bad hop into left field. Another run is going to score for the Tigers. Hastings had the infield in, and the ball hops right over the glove of the shortstop, Ty O'Brien, into left field. So Ben Ladner gets an RBI single here in this sixth inning of play, drives home another run for Dakota Wesleyan. Now it's a 5-1 ball game in favor of the Tigers. Still nobody out, and the bases are still juiced for Dakota Wesleyan. Now Tyler Johnson coming to the plate next. The Tigers can do a lot of damage. These 2-, 3-, and 4 hitters have produced a lot of runs that we have seen so far since this tournament got started on Thursday. And they're right in the meat of the order right now, and the bases are loaded and nobody out for the Tigers. Two runs already in for Dakota Wesleyan. It's a 5-1 ball game, and the Tigers looking to open up the floodgates here in the sixth inning. Tyler Johnson waiting here on the pitch from Lockerbie. He pops this one up. Shallow right field going back could be trouble, and a nice catch there. He drops the ball. Jake Steets had it in his glove, and it falls out of there, and everybody's going to be safe, and the run's going to come in to score. Right on the foul line as Steets trying to make the play on the ball there. He had his glove on it, but it fell out of there to the turf. And now Steve Sponberg is going to come out and discuss where that ball actually fell out there. A short conversation. Run comes in to score for Dakota Wesleyan.
Right fielder Jared Nealon.
Bases are still loaded. Here's Jared Nealon up there. So now it's a 6-1 ball game in favor of the Tigers. Lockerbie hasn't gotten anybody out yet since he came on. Jared Nealon to the plate next for Dakota Wesleyan. He's laid down a sacrifice. He's got a double and he's got a single. 6-1 is the score now. Dakota Wesleyan has got the lead here in this championship ball game. There's a ball that's going to be popped up. It's behind the plate, and it's going to get out of play. So a strike there on the Jared Nealon. Nealon has a batting average of .340 so far this season. Runners in scoring position. He's hitting a clip of .462 here during the tournament. So Jared Nealon waits on the pitch here. Lockerbie looks in for the sign from his catcher, Grant Krause. He comes set. Looks at the runner at third. Now throws one to the plate. That's going to be in there for a strike, and it's 0-2. Hastings playing with the first baseman on the edge of the infield grass over there at first base. That's Nolan Whittlesey. Drew McGee just in front of the bag at third base here for Hastings. Jared Nealon waiting here at the plate on the next pitch from Michael Lockerbie. Here it comes. It's going to be outside for a ball. That's now one ball and two strikes. Jake Steets, the second baseman, also pulled in on the infield grass. So the Broncos playing with the infield in. Nobody out. Bases loaded here. In the sixth inning of play, trying to shut the floodgate. 6-1 is the score. Dakota Wesleyan with a lead. Lockerbie again comes set on the mound as he throws another one to the plate. That's going to be fouled back to the screen. The guy remains at one ball and two strikes now to Jared Nealon. Tyler Waddle would be next here for DWU. Waddle's the guy who hit the home run back there in the first inning of play. Definitely want to attack this guy. Jared Nealon now behind the count of one ball and two strikes as Lockerbie tries to find a pitch that's going to work out there. He comes set, now throws one to the plate. That's going to be outside. He gets away from the catcher, and they're unable to advance. There's not a whole lot of room behind the home plate, not as much as we have at the Duncan Field. So that would have been a run at Duncan Field as a Grant Krause comes behind the plate to grab that errant pitch, but the runner is unable to advance there. And the count goes to 2-2 to a Jared Nealon. So he takes advantage of the ballpark here to save a run. So 2-2 now to Jared Nealon with the bases loaded. No place to put this guy as Michael Lockerbie is continuing to work on Jared Nealon. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside again, and a nice stop by Krause behind the plate. Now the count is full. 3-2. 3 runs already in for Dakota Wesleyan here in the inning, and Hastings still with nobody out. Dakota Wesleyan has hammered the ball here in this sixth inning of play. It's knocked out Xander Schmidt off of the pitcher's mound, and Michael Lockerbie is not having a whole lot of success either. Here comes the next pitch by Micah. It's going to be hit towards short. Fielded there by O'Brien. He throws it to third base for the force out there, but a run comes in to score. So Nealon is going to get a board here. Fielder's choice. They do get the force out at third base to at least record an out there, but a run comes in to score.
Tyler Waddle.
Chris Combs comes in to touch the plate there for Dakota Wesleyan. It's now a 7-1 ball game, but now there's one man out as they catch the force out over here on Ben Ladner at third base. So one man is now out. Moving down to second base on the play is Tyler Johnson. At first is Nealon. Tyler Johnson's at third base. Nealon is at first base. Bases are sitting at first and second now. Base runners. As Tyler Waddle comes to the plate next. So Waddle comes to the plate here in the sixth inning with one man out in a 7-1 ball game. This is the guy who hit the 3-run homer back there in the first inning of play. He takes a whack at that one. That's going to be a base hit to left field, picked up there by Reed Stone. They're going to wave this guy home around third base. Here comes a throw by Stone. It's going to be cut off. Now they got a runner tied up between first and second base. That is Waddle. Now a throw over to third base. They got their guy over there at third base. So Waddle, he gets a single to drive home a run here for Dakota Wesleyan. And then the throw to third base. They're going to catch a...
First baseman, Neil.
The base runner over there at third. So now Neil Nagel comes to the plate next. So Waddle is going to end up over here at second base now for Dakota Wesleyan. Broncos getting the out at third base. And now it's an 8-1 ball game. So 8-1 is the score as they drive home a run there, and then they guess they're one of the base runners at the third base, and here's Neil Nagel to the plate next for Dakota Wesleyan. He takes a look at a high pitch there. They look down at the first base umpire and says, no, we did not go around with it. So it's an 8-1 ball game now as Dakota Wesleyan has opened things up here in the sixth inning. The Broncos having a tough time getting out of the inning. There's two men out, though, as they work on the Nagel. He's the ninth guy to come to the plate here. Dakota Wesleyan, he takes a strike here. No balls and one strike down to Nagel. He comes to the plate now with a batting average of .352. Hastings trying to get out of the inning here with no further damage done. A lot of damage has already been done here in this inning. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be up high for a ball. 2-1. Hastings now trailing by 7 runs here in the sixth inning. 8-1. Hastings scored their only run in this ball game back there in the fourth. Michael Lockerbie now pitching for Hastings in relief of Xander Schmidt, who got to start today for Hastings. There's the next pitch. It's going to be down low and outside for another ball. 3-1 now to Neil Nagel. Cole Winandy is due up there next. He's the guy who started this whole episode here in the sixth inning. Michael Lockerbie again looking in for the sign from his catcher, Grant Krause. He comes set as he looks at the runner at second base. That's Tyler Waddle. Next pitch will be outside for a ball. He walks him. So Lockerbie not having a whole lot of success either out there for Hastings. Pitchers are struggling here in this ball game. Now we've battered around here.
Second baseman, Cole Winandy.
Cole Winandy is going to come up there for the second time. He had a single to lead off this sixth inning and eventually came around to score one of the runs. to go to Wesley. He scored five runs here in the sixth inning of play. Now Cole Winandy comes up there again. 291 is his batting average. He's got a single. He's walked once, and he's popped one back to the first baseman in this ball game so far. As the pitch comes inside for a ball, 1-0 the count to Cole Winandy. Dominique Sebastiani now coming out in the on-deck circle here for Dakota Wesleyan. He would bat next. Runners are on at first and second base here. Nagel is on at first. Tyler Waddell is on at second base. A long inning for the Tigers. They have exploded here to open up a 8-1 advantage as a ground ball to McGee at third base, and he goes over to second. That's going to be in time, and against the force out on to Neil Nagel. And finally, the inning is over here for Hastings College. But Dakota Wesleyan,
five runs on six hits,
no errors on Hastings, and two men left on base. We go to inning number seven now with the score, Dakota Wesleyan 8, Hastings College 1.
If you're in the market to buy or sell a home, Newview Real Estate is the perfect solution. Listen to one of their satisfied customers.
We just purchased our new home from Newview Real Estate in Hastings, and I am so glad that we did. Ann, Dana, and Connie were amazing to work with, and I would recommend these ladies to anyone looking to buy or sell a home. They are reliable and professional and are just wonderful to work with.
Hi, this is Ann Halbert with Newview Real Estate in Hastings. If we can be of any service to you two, please give us a call at 462-9111. We're located at 1239 North Burlington, and we look forward to meeting you soon.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet, computer services, security systems, telephone systems, and more. Glenwood is set apart from other providers with their 97% exceptional customer satisfaction service. Friend Glenwood on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
So we head to the seventh inning of play. This one's scheduled for 9 here today between Dakota Wesleyan and Hastings. And the Tigers are out on top of Hastings in his final ball game. The score is 8-1. Hastings needing a win here in this ball game to force his second one, but they got a lot of wood to chop. Drew McGee sends one out to shortstop, and Sebastiani tries to backhand it out there, and he bobbles the ball. So Drew McGee's going to get aboard here. On the air, and Sebastiani, that's his second error this ball game.
Lake and Neugebauer are so now, Dakota Wesleyan lineup in left field. Now batting for Hastings.
There's Michael Lockerbie. He's going to come out there. Michael Lockerbie is heading to a double play, and he's also struck out once in the ball game so far. So he is 0-2 in this contest. Lockerbie takes a walk it down with it, a swing and a miss. Nothing at one to Michael Lockerbie, who comes up there with a batting average now at 328 on the season. Drew McGee is your base runner at first. McGee started as the designated hitter today. He was inserted into the ball game at third base in that last half of an inning. Here comes the next pitch to Lockerbie. It's going to be fouled away toward the Bronco dugout here on the third base side. So it's no balls and two strikes to Michael Lockerbie, the number four hitter in the batting order here for Hastings. Broncos now down by 7 runs, 8-1 as we play here in the seventh inning of play. There's a throw over to first base. McGee is back in there for Hastings. McGee stealing bases this year. He is 0-2. Neil Nagel is over there to hold him on just in case there for Dakota Wesleyan. Here's the next pitch to the plate. Hit to the left side. Fielded there by Waddell at third. Second base for one. First base double play. Second time today that Michael Lockerbie is hit into a double play to the third baseman, Tyler Waddell. So now the Broncos have nobody on. And Reed Stone coming to the plate next. Stone down playing out in the left field. Stone is 0-2 so far in this ball game. He's flown out to left field, and he's Also a grounded out once here in the ball game. Stone taking a look at the pitch there. It's going to be outside and down low for a ball. 1-0 the count. Dustin Steckler is still out there for Dakota Wesleyan. He's went all the way here for the Tigers in this ball game. Got four strikeouts, no walks, giving up just a couple of base hits. Next pitch is swung on and missed by Stone. Dakota Wesleyan, 8 runs, 14 hits, 2 errors. They've left 7. Hastings with 1 run, 2 hits, no errors. They've left 1. Hastings has not had a lot of chances here in this ball game today. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. It's now 2 balls and 1 strike to Reed Stone, batting here with 2 men out in the 7th inning of play. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball. And Stone is ahead on the count at 3 balls and 1 strike now. Reed Stone so far this year has struck out 13 times. He has walked 6 times. Batting here in the left-hand batter's box. Steckler throws one to the plate. Ground ball. Winandy at second base. He's got it. His throw to first is in time, and the inning is over. Hastings scores no runs on no hits. 1 error on Dakota Wesleyan. Nobody left on base as the Tigers turn the double play here in the 7th inning. So we go to the bottom of the 7th with a score. Dakota Wesleyan 8, Hastings College 1.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like. To see those that run daily in the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 to start a subscription to the newspaper or order it online at hastingstribune.com. When it comes to local sports, we've got it covered.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball today here on 1230 KHAS from Crete. The Broncos are trailing Dakota Wesleyan by the score of 8-1 as we head to the bottom half of the 7th inning here. Dakota Wesleyan coming to the plate. Midland is leading Northwestern 6-2 after 4 innings. That's in the other side of this baseball tournament up in Sioux City in the Briarcliff bracket. That's their championship ball game. Midland out on top, 6-2 over Northwestern in the first game. They've got to win that game to force the second one. Northwestern is the undefeated team there. After beating Briarcliff yesterday 7-6, Midland has already got 1 win today. They beat Briarcliff in the preceding ball game by a score of 12-2. So Midland finding some offense today. And the Warriors, boy, they're going to win 3 games today to win the championship there. They're in their second ball game right now, a 6-2 lead over Northwestern. That's after 4 innings. Hastings trailing here 8-1 to Dakota Wesleyan as the Tigers come to the plate here in inning number 7. They battered around and then some in inning number 6. 10 guys came to the plate. They scored 5 runs on 6 base hits. They've opened things up here over the Broncos as Michael Lockerbie comes back out for Hastings. He'll throw here in the 7th inning of play. The first guy you see here is Dominique Sebastiani. And the count to him is at 3 balls and 1 strike. So 3-1 the count here to Sebastiani. And this is 7th inning of play. Batting here from the right-hand side. Next pitch outside for a ball, and he walks him. Here we go again. Sebastiani heads down to a first base on the play. Free pass given up there. And coming to the plate next is going to be Neugenbauer. Neugenbauer was a pinch hit for back there in the 6th inning, but he comes out here in the 7th inning. Neugenbauer, he's struck out once, and he's fouled back to the catcher in his 2 plate appearances so far today. So now Neugenbauer comes up there with a runner on at first base. That's going to be Sebastiani. Squares around the butt. Nice one down to first base side. Fielded there by Lockerbie. His throw to first base is going to be just in time. The sacrifice works as Neugenbauer gets a butt laid down there. The throw to first base, but Sebastiani moves down to second base on the play. Out is recorded at first base, and that's going to bring up Chris Combs next. Combs, he's got 3 base hits in the ballgame so far today. It's been a tough out of this number 9 position. He scored a run back there in the 6th. He's got an RBI as well. So Chris Combs comes to the plate now for the Tigers of Dakota Wesleyan with a runner on in scoring position at second base here. or DWU in this seventh inning of play. Michael Lockerbie comes set. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be in there for a strike. And it's now nothing and one to Chris Combs. Batting average now at .268 on the season. Good average with runners on in scoring position here for the Tigers during this tournament. He's hitting at a .500 clip as he waits on the next pitch here from Michael Lockerbie for Hastings on in relief of Xander Schmidt. We got this start for the Broncos here in this ball game today. Next pitch is going to be fouled away back over the screen, and the count goes to no balls and two strikes. So Michael Lockerbie trying to shut the door here on a very good hitting team, as we have seen here in this ball game today from Dakota Wesley, and they have hammered out 14 base hits in the ball game against Hastings today. Xander Schmidt officially going five innings today, giving up 10 hits, six runs, all six earned, two base on balls, and two strikeouts. Here comes the next pitch to the plate from Michael Lockerbie. It's going to be outside for a ball. And the count is at one ball and two strikes now. One and two the count here to Chris Combs, the number nine hitter in the batting order for DWU. Drew McGee now at third base for Hastings. Ty O'Brien is at shortstop. Jake Steets at second, and Nolan Whittlesey is over there at first base. Next pitch is going to be up high for a ball. And it's now two balls and two strikes here to Chris Combs for Dakota Wesleyan. Michael Lockerbie now on the hill with Grant Krause behind the plate. Reed Stone out in left field with Santos and Schrod out in center and right field respectively. Chris Combs waiting on the next pitch here. Combs has got 25 strikeouts so far this year. He's got 10 base on balls. Next pitch is outside. The ball gets away from Grant Krause and running down to third base on the play. It's going to be Sebastiani. So a pass ball there on the catcher for Hastings, Grant Krause. And now they're just 90 feet away from scoring their ninth run of the ball game, the Tigers of Dakota Wesleyan. The count here at the plate is sitting at three balls and two strikes. So 3-2 the count here. As Michael Lockerbie looks in for the sign again. 3-2 the count here to Pat Combs. Here comes a pitch by Lockerbie. It's going to be inside and it beans him. Would have been a ball anyway. So they send Chris Combs down to first base on the play. And now here comes Steve Sponberg back out of the dugout for Hastings. Michael Lockerbie has not had too much success out there today for Hastings either. He's pitched one in a third inning so far. He's given up four hits, two runs, two base on balls, and now he's hit a batter, and that's going to be all she wrote here for Michael Lockerbie. So we're going to have another pitching change coming up here for Hastings College. We are in the seventh inning of play. Pitching change in store. It's Dakota Wesleyan 8, Hastings College 1.
Yeah, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy. Whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment. Without moving at all.
Oh, yeah. Woo! We're moving.
Pepsi. Live for now.
It's almost Mother's Day, so show Mom how much you appreciate her with a special gift from Gary Michaels Clothiers. Purchase a Brighton necklace and bracelet and receive a Brighton earring free. The entire stock of ladies' clothing is now 20% off. Choose a spring dress or the perfect outfit for graduation. Shop Gary Michaels Clothiers now for Mom in downtown Hastings. Open late on Thursdays and on Saturday until 4.
1230 KHAS.
So Braxton Arntz is going to come on for Hastings and throw now here in the seventh inning of play. 8-1 is the score. Dakota Wesley is out on top of Hastings. If you're just joining us, Dakota Wesleyan had a three-run home run in the first inning from a Tyler Waddell that gave him a lead, and then Hastings able to score a run in inning number four to make it a 3-1 ball game. But Dakota Wesleyan opens up the floodgates in inning number six as they score five runs on six base hits. Now we're into the seventh inning, and the Tigers again are threatening. They've got runners on at first and third base. There's one man out as a Ben Ladner comes to the plate next. Ladner, he had an RBI single back there in that sixth inning. He's got a couple of other base hits, too, in innings one and two. He has scored a run, slowed out the right field in addition to his duties here today. So he comes to the plate for the fifth time here in inning number seven. Tigers leading by the score of 8-1 here in this one. So now Braxton Arndt is going to try his luck here for Hastings College, a right-handed thrower, working against the righty here in Ben Ladner. He's the catcher for Dakota Wesleyan. Ladner taking a couple of practice swings. Now he digs back in to throw over to first base. Not in time. Diving back in there is going to be Chris Combs. The count here at the plate is sitting at no balls and two strikes on Ben Ladner. Tyler Johnson, Jared Nealon, Tyler Waddell scheduled up there for the Tigers. Next pitch comes outside for a ball, and it's one and two. Top of the order, very good here for the Tigers. They produced a lot of runs here with these guys up here, and they got a chance to do the same thing here in the seventh. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be swung on, and it's going to be hit to left field. That's a base hit. One run is going to score. Heading for second base on the play is going to be Ladner. The ball goes into the corner, picked up by Reed Stone. The second one comes to the plate, and all the way around to third base with a triple, a two-run. It's Ben Ladner. Sends it down the line. It's picked up out there by Reed Stone in the corner. Ladner gets a two-run triple here in this seventh inning of play. And the Tigers are now out on top of Hastings by the score of 10-1. Sebastiani comes in from third base to score. Around from first base is Chris Combs. So now makes it a 10-1 ball game now in favor of Dakota Wesleyan. Ladner's over at third base. Tyler Johnson comes to the plate next. So Braxton Arndt, he comes on and he gives up the triple to Ben Ladner to get his appearance started here. Now he goes to work on Tyler Johnson. Johnson has a batting average of .324 so far this season. He's got a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got another single. He's laid down a sacrifice in his plate appearances so far during this baseball game with Hastings. As Tyler Johnson digs in from the right-hand side. So a runner is on at third base. Ben Ladner gets a triple to the corner in left field to produce a couple of runs here for Dakota Wesley. And the Tigers putting it to the Broncos here in this one in this nine-inning affair today. Tyler Johnson winning on the pitch here. The count is at one ball and two strikes, and that last pitch was outside on Johnson. And there's a swing and a miss. So Johnson goes down on strikes. Strikeout number one in the ball game now for Braxton Arndt. So he gives up a triple, and he comes back and strikes out the next guy. And now Jared Nealon comes to the plate next. Nealon, he's been active today. He's got a single, he scored a run in the first. Had a double in the third inning of play. Laid down his sacrifice, and he's reached out a fielder's choice in his four plate appearances here in this ball game. So Nealon now has a batting average of .338 on the season. Runners in scoring position during the tournament. He's hitting a clip of .429. He sends it out to right center field, and that's going to be in the gap, I do believe. Yes, it falls down there. Ryan Schrod goes after it. He can't grab it. It's off of the wall out there. It's 380 feet away, and running around to third base on the play is going to be Nealon. So another run comes in to score. That ball was hit hard. Ryan Schrod, he dies for it out there in the right center field up against the wall, but couldn't come down with it. And Gerald Nealon ends up at third base on the play here for Dakota Wesleyan. He produces another run. That makes it an 11-1 ball game now in favor of the Tigers. And Tyler Waddell comes to the plate next.
Third baseman Tyler Waddell.
So Waddell comes up there. He's the guy who hit the home run back there in inning number one. He had an RBI single in the sixth. In between, he's grounded out once, and he's also popped one back to the first baseman in his four plate appearances here. So a big, big output here by Dakota Wesleyan in this ballgame. Put it to the Broncos. That's a 16 base hits now for Dakota Wesleyan in this ballgame. They've out hit the Broncos 16-2. And they're still going here in inning number seven. as Tyler Waddle is up there again. This is the seventh inning of play. To go to Wesleyan out on top. There's another ball hit down toward the left field, down in the corner into the Bronco bullpen. A hard shot there, but fortunately enough for Hastings, it curves foul. Broncos needing a win here to force a second ball game, but things do not look good for Hastings in game number one today. As to go to Wesleyan is swinging the bats here in this one. Next pitch is a check swing strike there, delivered up to a Tyler Waddle. Now the count is sitting at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Braxton Arndt on in relief here of Michael Lockerbie, who took over for Xander Schmidt. So Hastings has used 3 pitchers in this ball game. There's a high fly ball out toward center field, but backing up is going to be the second baseman, Steets, and he grabs the ball there. And Tyler Waddle flies out to second to end the inning. But again, Dakota Wesleyan scoring 3 more runs in the seventh. They've got the lead over Hastings after Wesleyan, 7 innings. It's Dakota Wesleyan 11, Hastings 1.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account, then select Mobile Capture Enrollment, or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture, from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
Seeing award-winning vehicles every day is common at Great Plains Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Hastings. Stop in for the award season event going on now. Great Plains has special 0% financing and factory rebates that will help you drive home in an award-winning vehicle with an award-winning deal. Put it on top of your list to attend this special event at Great Plains Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, North Highway 281 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
To go to Wesleyan out on top of Hastings, the score is 11-1 here in this baseball game. We got some changes being made here for Dakota Wesleyan.
Now playing first base for Dakota Wesleyan, number 4, Jolie Kinley.
They've got some changes coming up here.
Number 16, Christian Doyle. Now playing right field, number 33, Hartman Katz.
So some changes being made there for Dakota Wesleyan as we start this eighth inning of play.
Leading off for the Broncos.
Leading off for Hastings will be Jake Steets. Steets is 0-2 so far today. Steets is struck out in the first inning, and he is grounded out in inning number 5 here today. He takes a strike there. Check swing strike, and it's no balls and 1 strike. Dakota Wesleyan out on top of Hastings. They have hammered the ball, and Hastings has no answer for their offense here today. As Steckler stays out there for Dakota Wesleyan, he'll throw in this inning. The pitch to the plate is going to be outside for a ball, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike now to Jake Steets as he bats in the eighth inning of play. The Broncos down to their final 6 outs and trying to make something happen in this ball game. There's a ball hit toward left center field. That's a hard hit ball by Steets, and that one is one hop as it's picked up out there against the wall, and Steets is going to end up at second base. So that's the third hit of the ball game for Hastings. It's a double left center field. Steets gets a hold of that one and has a base runner here in the eighth inning. They've been far and in between here today. That's going to bring up Nick Williams next.
First baseman, Nolan Whittlesey.
Nolan Whittlesey is in this spot. So Nolan Whittlesey will come to the plate here for Hastings, batting in this number 7 position. So Whittlesey will come to the plate. He takes a whack down with a swing and a miss. He's 0-9 for the season. Nolan Whittlesey. So he bats here in the eighth inning of play with a man on at second base. Jake Steets leading things off with that double to left center field. Here comes the next pitch by Steckler. It's going to be fouled away here on the first base side. And the count goes to no balls and 2 strikes. Joey Kinley now, you're a first baseman for the Tigers of Dakota Wesleyan over there at first. Kristen Doyle is behind the plate. Here's a Dustin Steckler. He throws under the plate and hits Whittlesey. So the Broncos have another base runner Littles, he gets on board the tough boy there after going 0 for 9 from the plate during the season. He's hit by a pitch, so he's aboard here in the eighth
catcher
inning of play.
Grant Krause.
Now the catcher for Hastings, Grant Krause, coming to the plate next. So Hastings with their first two runners on the base pads here in this eighth inning of play. The first two batters have reached base, and Grant Krause coming up there next. But now we got the pitching coach for Dakota Wesleyan coming out to the mound for his first visit of the afternoon, as Dustin Steckler is giving away a couple of base runners here in the eighth inning of play. We'll see what happens. Again, we talked about the bullpen for Dakota Wesleyan. It's very good, and they're starting to stir down there now. They got some guys that can really throw some smoke. But Steckler is going to stay out there for the time being, but they're going to start warming up a couple of guys down on the first base side for the Tigers of Dakota Wesleyan. Grant Krause will have his chance here against Dustin Steckler for DWU. So he can try his luck here as Krause comes up there with runners on at first and second base. The pitch comes inside here from Steckler. 1-0 the count to Grant Krause. Krause now has a batting average of .260 on the season. Runners in scoring position here during the tournament. He's hitting a clip of .250. 1-0 the count here to Grant Krause. The next pitch is going to be in there for a strike, and it's now one ball and one strike. Hastings trying to make something happen here in the eighth inning. They're down to their final six outs here, what could be their season here this afternoon. Broncos needing a win here in the opener to force a second championship ball game, which would happen somewhere around 3 o'clock today, but they got a lot of wood to chop here. There's a ball hit towards short. It's going to be off with Sebastiani in the center field. Around the bag at third base, coming home is going to be Jake Steets, and the Broncos are on the scoreboard for their second run of the ball game now to make it an 11-2 ball game. So Grant Krause, he makes something happen there as he drives home Jake Steets from second base.
Nicholas Chavez.
That's going to be a RBI single there for Grant Krause. Nicholas Chavez now coming out of the dugout. He's going to run over at first base for Hastings. Whittlesey is on at second base. And now the catcher, Christian Doyle, comes out to have a couple of words with his pitcher, Dustin Steckler. So Hastings scored their other run of the ball game back in the fourth inning of play. We're now in the eighth. Broncos have played another run, but it's an 11-2 ball game, and now we're going to have a pitching change coming up here for Dakota Wesleyan as they make their way back out of the dugout on the first base side to come out here to replace Dustin Steckler. So a pitching change coming up. Tigers of Dakota Wesleyan will take a break. We're in the eighth inning. The score is Dakota Wesleyan 11, Hastings College 2.
Through Monday, Bruce Furniture helps you love your home. Storewide savings plus take an extra 10% off. Delivery is free, and with your good credit, there's special financing available for 24 months. See store for details. Special carpet clearance at our Kearney and Holdridge stores. Plus, purchase any premium carpet and pad, and whole house installation is only $49. The Love Your Home sale ends Monday, only at Bruce Furniture. Every style, every budget, just right for you.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
1230 KHAS.
Alex McGuigan is going to be the new pitcher here for the Tigers of Dakota Wesleyan. He has a record of 1 win, no losses on the year. 12 innings pitched, 14 base hits, 11 runs scored, 5 earned, 3 base on balls, and 9 strikeouts. So McGuigan now on there for the starter, Steckler for Dakota Wesleyan. Hastings is trailing in the ball game by a score of 11-2 to the Tigers. We're in the eighth inning of play. Hastings with nobody out here in this eighth inning. And the base runners on at first and second base as Grant Krause comes up there for the Broncos. Or Donato Santos comes up there for Hastings. Santos, the number nine hitter in the batting order. Chavez is down there at first base running for Krause, who had the single back there right before the pitching change. You've got Whittlesey down there at second base for Hastings. So the Broncos with a run in here in the eighth inning. Nobody out. And Donato Santos, who is 0 for 2 so far today, at the plate here for Hastings. Here's the pitch to Santos. Fooled on that one way outside, and he goes around with it. Santos now with a 331 batting average on the season, but that one was ugly as he goes after an outside pitch. Some good stuff there by Alex McGuigan, who's a left-handed thrower here for Dakota Wesleyan. Looks at the runner at first. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be outside for a ball. And the count is sitting at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hastings trailing here in the eighth inning of play of this championship ball game of the Doan Bracket, the Great Plains Athletic Conference Tournament. 11-2 is the score. Dakota Wesleyan has swung the bats hard here against Hastings. The next pitch is going to be outside for a ball scooped up there by the catcher, Christian Doyle. So now Donato Santos is looking at a full count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. 3-2 the count here to Santos with runners on at first and second base. Here comes McGuigan. Rocks and fires. His next pitch is going to be hit toward left field. Backing up is going to be Neugenbauer, and he can't make the catch. It's over his head. Running down to third base and coming around, and just stay right there is Whittlesey. Thought maybe he would turn for home, but he does not. Donato Santos gets a base hit there to left field. So the bases are now loaded for Hastings here in the eighth inning. The Broncos trying to get back into the ball game here. Here's Ryan Schrod coming to the plate next. So Hastings with a run in. The bases are now loaded. And Ryan Schrod comes to the plate next for Hastings. He's 0 for 3 so far today. So Broncos down to their final 6 outs here. Trying to make the most of it here in the eighth inning. Might be our last gasp here. Ryan Schrod to the plate. Bats from the left-hand side. Here comes the pitch. It's going to be down low by McGuigan. 1-0 the count here to Ryan Schrod. Now got a batting average of .336 on the season. Grounded out twice, and he has struck out once so far in this ball game. Here comes the next pitch by McGuigan. Swung on, hit toward first, fielded there. They go to second base for one, and that's all they're going to get. Run comes in to score. So they catch the force out there on Donato Santos. That records an out. Coming in to score in the play is going to be Whittlesey. So now Hastings is trailing by the score of 11-3.
Shortstop.
Moving over to third base on the play is going to be Grant Krause. So Ty O'Brien comes to the plate next. So now the runners at first and third base, 2 runs in for Hastings. Ty O'Brien to the plate next. He has scored a run in the fourth inning of play after reaching on an error. He's struck out once, and he's hit one back to the pitcher. Alex McGuigan's first pitch is going to be in there for a strike at O'Brien. No balls and 1 strike here to Ty, playing at shortstop for Hastings today. Here comes the next pitch by McGuigan. It's going to be inside for a ball, 1-1. And Ty O'Brien is the guy who ended up with that game-winning single against Doan yesterday in their 5-4 win. Drove home a run to the bottom of the eighth inning, and Hastings eventually beat the Tigers by that score of 5-4, ousting Doan from the tournament. Here's the next pitch, hit toward the right center field. Going over is going to be Katz, the right fielder, and he catches it on the fly, tagging up at third base and scoring on the play. For Hastings, it'll be Chavez, who is running there for Grant Krause. So Nicholas Chavez comes in to score. Hastings down with 3 runs in here in the eighth inning of play, but now there's 2 men out.
Third baseman, Drew McGee.
Now Drew McGee comes up there for Hastings. He is 2 for 3 so far in this ballgame. Couple of singles, and he's reached on an error. And now the coach for Dakota Wesleyan is going to come back out and have a couple of words with Alex McGuigan and the rest of his infield here. Dakota Wesleyan is, well, that's going to be all she wrote for McGuigan. He didn't last long. You have another pitching change coming up here for Dakota Wesleyan in this ball game. We're in the eighth inning of play with two men out. Tigers still have the lead. It's Dakota Wesleyan 11, Hastings 4. We'll be back with more right after this.
When you're looking for windows and doors that are durable, reliable, and energy efficient, look to the ones that builders choose most. Anderson. 400 series windows and patio doors stand up to Mother Nature, Father Time, and Old Man Winter, too. See the limited warranty for details. Anderson 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? Available from Square Deal Lumber and Holstein. BuySquareDeal.com or call them at 402-756-5881.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
1230 KHAS.
Daniel Galvez is the new pitcher here for Dakota Wesleyan. 0-4 on the season. He's thrown 21 and a third innings, giving up 32 hits, 30 runs, 21 of those earned. 7 base on balls, 3 strikeouts. So Daniel Galvez becomes the third pitcher used here by Dakota Wesleyan in this ballgame. Face Drew McGee. There's a check swing foul by McGee down to first base side. So Hastings has got 3 runs in. All charged to their starter in Steckler. Get you his numbers here in just a second. Broncos have 2 men out here in the 8th inning of play. And a runner is on at first base. That is Ryan Stroud. He fakes the steal. There's a ground ball towards second. To a shortstop. Sebastiani grabs it. He goes to second base to get the force out in Ryan Stroud. And the inning is over here for Hastings College. But the Broncos come up with 3 runs here in the 8th inning of play. We go to the bottom of the inning with a score. Dakota Wesleyan 11, Hastings College 4.
Through Monday, Bruce Furniture helps you love your home. Storewide savings plus take an extra 10% off. Delivery is free. And with your good credit, there's special financing available for 24 months. See store for details. Special carpet clearance at our Kearney and Holdridge stores. Plus, purchase any premium carpet and pad and whole house installation is only $49. The Love Your Home sale ends Monday, only at Bruce Furniture. Every style, every budget, just right for you.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like. To see those that run daily in the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 to start a subscription to the newspaper or order it online at hastingstribune.com. When it comes to local sports, we've got it covered.
1230 KHAS.
Back in Crete, it's the Great Plains Athletic Conference baseball tournament today here on 1230 KHAS. It's not been a good day for the Broncos. Hastings trailing Dakota Wesleyan by the score of 11-4 here in the ball game. The starting pitcher for Dakota Wesleyan was Steckler, and he goes 7 innings today. 4 hits, 4 runs, 3 of those earned. No walks and 4 strikeouts. McGigan came on and threw 2/3 of an inning, and Galvez got in there at the end of the last inning, so they have used 3 pitchers as well. Now Hastings College is going to come out with another pitcher here. It's going to be Patrick Williamson. So Patrick Williamson now out there for Hastings College. Williamson has thrown 4 innings, giving up 5 hits, 1 run, 1 base on balls, and no strikeouts for the season. So Patrick Williamson out there now for Hastings. As Dakota Wesleyan is going to bat here in the bottom of the 8th inning. So the Tigers up to the plate here in the 8th inning of play. This is going to be Joey Kinley coming to the plate here for the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers in this number five position in the batting order. So Kinley comes to the plate. He's got a batting average of 155 on the season. So Kinley comes out there for the first time with Patrick Williamson on the mound now for Hastings. There's a bouncing ball to third. It's going to be in foul territory. Fielded there by Drew McGee. It's at third base, but straddling the line down there at third, and it's in foul territory. So Kinley will come back to the plate here in the eighth inning. Dakota Wesleyan with three runs in the first inning, got off to a great start with a three-run homer by Tyler Waddell. Then in the sixth inning, they scored five more runs, put three on the board in the seventh inning. Dakota Wesleyan is out to hit Hastings here in the ballgame, 16-5. Here comes a pitch by Patrick Williamson. It's going to be outside for a ball. And the count is at one ball and two strikes now to Kinley. Joey Kinley is the first baseman down for Dakota Wesleyan. He came on in a couple of innings ago for the Tigers defensively. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. And it is now two balls and two strikes now to Joey Kinley leading off this eighth inning for Dakota Wesleyan. Next pitch by Williamson is going to be hit toward left field. Backing up is going to be Reed Stone. And Reed Stone watches that one go off of the wall at 325 feet away. Plus, heading into a second base with a stand-up double is going to be Kinley. So the first guy that Patrick Williamson sees hammers a double out there. So now we've got a runner at the second base here for Dakota Wesleyan. And Cole Winandy is going to come to the plate next. Winandy is the second baseman for the Tigers.
Second baseman, Cole.
He is fouled out to the first baseman. He has walked once. He has singled. That was in the sixth inning and reached on a fielder's choice so far here in this ball game. So Cole Winandy up here. He's the number six guy in the batting order for the Tigers as they continue to pound the ball against the Hastings pitching staff here today. Here's the next pitch by Williamson. It's a high fastball and a swing and a miss there by Cole Winandy. No balls in one strike. Winandy now a 289 batting average on the season. Runner in scoring position. In the tournament so far, he's hitting at a 400 clip. As Winandy's going to try to do some damage here with the runner on in scoring position right now at second base. That's a Kinley after his leadoff double here in the eighth. Here's the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be outside for a ball. And it is now one ball and one strike. We are in the eighth inning of play. Hastings is trailing Dakota Wesleyan by the score of 11-4. Hastings needing a one here to force the second championship ball game. Winner moves on to play the winner of the Briar Cliff bracket that's going on up in the Sioux City today. Their final series has got Midland playing Northwestern. Midland had the lead in that ball game in the first contest, needing to win twice over Northwestern today to move on, and they've getting the job done so far. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. It's now two balls and one strike on Cole Winandy. Patrick Williamson looking in for the sign from Grant Krause, who's done all the catching chores for Hastings in this tournament so far. Here comes the pitch by Williamson, swung on and missed. Fastball delivered up there by Patrick Williamson. Now the count is sitting at two balls and two strikes. The Cole Winandy. Dominique Sebastiani is in the on-deck circle here for Dakota Wesleyan. He would bat next. Patrick Williamson waiting here for the sign from Krause. He's got it as he checks the runner at second base. That's a Kinley dancing away from the bag down there. Williamson offers one to the plate. That's going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner and strikes him out. Cole Winandy goes down and a strikeout here in the eighth inning. The first one there by Patrick Williamson. And now Dominique Sebastiani comes to the plate for Dakota Wesleyan. He is grounded out once. He's grounded out again. He's got a single and scored a run in the sixth inning of play. He's reached on a baseline balls in the seventh and has scored. He has scored a couple of runs here for Dakota Wesleyan as he comes to the plate with one man out now in the eighth inning of play. Williamson's next pitch to the plate is going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. No balls, one strike to Dominique Sebastiani. Nebraska playing today, Northwestern in Evanston, Illinois. We've got the action for you today on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Ball game is underway. And Evanston is the next pitch is going to be fouled away. No balls and two strikes here to Sebastiani. 11-4 is the score. Hastings College trailing here in this ball game. Patrick Williamson trying to snuff out any more threats. There's a swing and a miss there. And Sebastiani, he goes down. So
Laken Neugebauer.
Laken Neugebauer coming to the plate next for Dakota Wesleyan. Northwestern is leading Nebraska 5-0. That's game two of their series. Nebraska winning last night, but Northwestern has got a 5-0 lead over the Huskers. Late in that ball game. So Patrick Williamson has got a couple of strikeouts so far.
Batting for Neugebauer.
Now we're going to have another pinch hitter coming out here for Dakota Wesleyan. We're going to get lots of folks in the old ball game here today. Alex Meyer is going to come out and bat now. So Meyer will bat here in the eighth inning of play for Dakota Wesleyan, with the Tigers out on top by a score of 11-4 in this one. So Meyer, he's a right-handed hitter working against the righty out there for Hastings, Patrick Williamson. Meyer, cheer from Patrick. Now he wheels towards second base. Nobody over there for the Broncos defensively. But scampering back into the bag in a hurry was Kinley, who led off this inning with a double to left field. Next two guys, Winandy and Sebastiani, both struck out here against Patrick Williamson. Patrick throws a strike there on the outside corner, nothing in one. So Williamson has come on and retired two out of the three guys that he has faced so far in this eighth inning. Hastings will have another chance in the ninth inning, but they got a lot of ground to make up here. Trailing by 7 runs in this ball game. Here comes the next pitch to Meyer. It's hit on the ground toward first. And it's right by the first baseman, Nolan Whittlesey, in the right field. Around the bag at third. Coming in to score is going to be Kinley. So the ball hit right to our first baseman, Nolan Whittlesey, who could not control the ball down there. It goes into the left right field for a base hit. Not a base hit, but an error on Hastings. He gets the job done as Meyer comes in and drives home a run. That makes it a 12-4 ball game now in favor of Dakota Wesleyan. And now Chris Combs comes to the plate again with the Tigers. He's got 3 base hits in the ball game so far. He has scored a couple of runs. He's been hit by a pitch. So he's been on the base pads all 4 times he's been up there today at that number 9 position. He takes a whack at that one and a swing and a miss. And it's no balls and 1 strike now to Chris Combs. His batting average now up to .268 on the season. He's raised his average, 18 points in his performance here today, going 3-for-3 so far. Chris Combs waiting here in the right-hand batter's box. Here comes the next pitch. Going to be hit toward first. Whittlesey has got it, but it's going to be in foul territory. Everybody's got to go back as Meyer goes back to first base. And now they're going to give Meyer first base, and now head coach Steve Sponberg is out of the dugout here questioning this call as well. So Meyer ends up at first base, heading down to, or Combs is down at first base. Meyer's on at second base now as that discussion continues, and it was a short-lived discussion there. So Combs is given first base. We'll double-check on that. It looked like it was a foul ball that Whittlesey was handling down there in front of the bag for Hastings. They give Chris Combs first base, so runners are now on at first and second base. And Dakota Wesleyan has got Kristen Doyle coming to the plate next. So Doyle comes to the plate here in the eighth inning of play. He's now the catcher for the Tigers. So runners are on at first and second base for Dakota Wesleyan. There's 2 men out here in the inning. As Doyle will wait now on Patrick Williamson's next pitch. It's on the way. It's going to be tapped foul on the third base side. At least we think it is. Doyle has a batting average of .229 in the season as he comes to the plate for the first time here today. Now doing the catching chores here for the Tigers. Patrick Williamson trying to get Hastings back into the dugout here, but now they're trailing by 8 runs in this final ball game of the GPAC Baseball Championship for the Doan bracket here this afternoon. Doyle with a club in hand here in the right-hand batter's box. Patrick Williamson comes set on the mound. Here comes the pitch to the plate that's going to be popped up out to a center field. Coming on is going to be Santos for Hastings, and he makes the catch. as Doyle flies out to center field to end the inning. But Dakota Wesleyan able to play one more run here in the eighth. We go to the top of the ninth inning now with a score. Dakota Wesleyan 12, Hastings College 4.
I think you go into nursing because you have a vision of being able to make a difference in people's lives.
I remember the nurse when I was a child and going to the doctor's office. I guess that was what I always just wanted to do.
It's the nurses that make the difference as to whether a patient really feels good about being here and feels like they're in good hands. I think the nurses gained status.
Because they lived it, number one, but they also brought all that knowledge and expertise from many years of dealing with pretty much any situation that they might run into.
They became respected by the medical staff as very highly qualified registered nurses. So I'm kind of proud of that.
Celebrating 100 years of inspired care. Mary Lanning Healthcare.
1230 KHAS.
Well, Hastings College fell behind early in the first inning, and it's been a mountain to climb all afternoon long. And Hastings is now looking at a 12-4 deficit as we head to the ninth inning of play here this afternoon. Daniel Galvez is going to come back out and throw for Dakota Wesleyan here in this ninth inning. And the Broncos will come to the plate here. We got to Hastings going to send up some new hitters as well. This is Luke Christensen coming to the plate for Michael Lockerbie. So Luke Christensen is going to bat now here in the ninth inning of play for Hastings. The Broncos need to get something going here. Final chance down to their final three outs here. Hastings needing a win to force the second ball game. It's a long way to go. Down 12-4 as we start this ninth inning of play. Daniel Galvez says he's ready on the mound, and here comes Christensen to the plate here for Hastings College. So Luke Christensen, a right-handed hitter for Hastings, will come to the plate. He hits that one right to a third base. Waddle has got it, and he bobbles it, throws it across the diamond, and that's going to be in time. So Christensen is retired to the play from third to first. Tyler Waddle makes the play on the ball there for
the left fielder, Reed Stone.
The Tigers. And now Reed Stone is going to come up there next. Reed Stone so far today, he is hitless. He is 0 out of 3. He's flown out to the left field. He's grounded out once. That was to the shortstop, and he's grounded out to the second baseman. So one man out for Hastings here in the ninth inning of play. They trail by a score of 12-4. Coming up after the ball game, we'll name our player of the game today and our coach's post-game show before we get out of here. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be up high for a ball. It's now one ball and or two balls and no strikes to Reed Stone. Batting here at number five position for Hastings College. Jake Steets is due up there next. Next pitch is going to be fouled away at the third base side, out of play. Two balls and one strike. Reed Stone, left-handed hitter, working against the righty out there, and Daniel Galvez. Galvez rocks and fires. Next pitch is going to be thrown to the plate. It's going to get by the catcher. Christian Doyle all the way back to the screen may have ricocheted off of his right hand as he comes out there shaking his right mitt. Gets back behind the dish here as a Reed Stone waits here at the plate. Three balls and one strike to Reed Stone, batting in the ninth inning of play for Hastings. Broncos down to their last gasp here in this inning, needing a huge inning to continue this thing. Here comes the next pitch to Stone. It's going to be in there for a strike. Has three balls and two strikes. Hastings has been out hitting this ball game 18-5. Dakota Wesleyan has got 12 runs on 18 hits. There's the ball hit toward his second base. When Andy has got it, he goes to first. And Reed Stone is retired in the play. And that's going to bring up Jake Steets. So the season quickly coming to an end here for Hastings College. The Broncos.
Second baseman, Jake Steets.
Down to their final out here. Jake Steets. He has struck out once. He has grounded out once, and he's got a double. That was back in the eighth inning. Came around to score the second run of the ball game for Hastings. But it's not been enough today against Dakota Wesleyan. This ball hit right to the third baseman, Waddle, and the ball game and season is over as Jake Steets lines out to the third baseman to end the ball game for Hastings. Dakota Wesleyan goes undefeated here in the Doan bracket of the Great Plains Athletic Conference Baseball Championships. They'll move on to the GPAC final next Tuesday and play either Midland or Northwestern. That's a series that's going on in the Sioux City this afternoon. Midland needing a couple of wins to move on into the GPAC final next Tuesday, but Hastings College dropping one here today to a hot-hitting Dakota Wesleyan team. Final score here today, Dakota Wesleyan 12, Hastings College 4. Back with a recap after this.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
Comfort means something different to everyone, and Frigidaire offers home comfort solutions as unique as your family. You can design systems that control seasonal allergens, humidity, and other environmental factors, or get rid of hot and cold spots with independent comfort zones. Call 402-463-4853, and Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning will work with you to design the system that's perfect for your family. Experience trusted Frigidaire comfort and exceptional service from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and Kearney. Call
402-463-4853.
1230 KHAS. So Dakota Wesleyan ends the season for Hastings College today, a convincing 12-4 win over the Broncos in this final ball game with the Doan bracket of the Great Plains Athletic Conference Baseball Championships. Dakota Wesleyan, 12 runs, 18 hits, 2 errors. They leave 10 men on base. Hastings with 4 runs on 5 hits. They have 1 error. They leave just 2 men left on the base pads. Hastings had a tough time getting anything going here against the Dakota Wesleyan. Fell behind early as Tyler Waddle hit a 3-run homer in the first inning of play. Got into a 3-0 lead quickly. Hastings adding a run of their own. And inning number 4 made it a 3-1 contest, but then the game was decided there in the sixth inning. They score 5 runs on 6 base hits in the sixth. Dakota Wesleyan also adds 3 more runs in the seventh inning of play, 1 in the eighth, and they go on to beat Hastings today by the score of 12-4 over Hastings College. Xander Schmidt is going to be the losing pitcher for Hastings. He lasted just 5 innings today. He finishes with a mark of 2 wins and 4 losses on the season. Xander giving up 10 base hits in his 5 innings of work. 6 runs, all 6 earned. 2 base on balls and 2 strikeouts. We saw Michael Lockerbie come out there. He did not have much success either. He went 1 1/3 innings, giving up 4 hits and 4 runs with 2 walks and no strikeouts. Braxton Arntz got out there for 2/3 of an inning. And then Patrick Williamson got in there for the final inning and gave up couple of hits, 1 run, and a couple of strikeouts with no walks. So Hastings College, Northwestern is now out on top of Midland by the score of 8-7 in the other game going on in the Sioux City in the other half of this tournament. Northwestern has come back to grab the lead over Midland. Hastings losing here by a score of 12-4 in the ball game to Dakota Wesleyan. We'll name our player of the game coming up next. Then we got the coach's post-game show. You're listening to Bronco Baseball on 1230 KHAS.
Today's Hastings College Baseball broadcast has been brought to you by the KHS Radio Sports Boosters. Local businesses supporting local athletics. Don't go away. We have the player of the game and the coach's post-game show coming up next on your home for Bronco Sports, 1230 KHAS.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Our Bronco postgame coverage continues with the Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Check us out online at hastingstribune.com.
So Dakota Wesleyan wins it here this afternoon by the score of 12-4 over Hastings College. The Broncos getting hammered by their offense today. 18-5, they were out hit. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHAS. And when you take a sound defeat like that, it's tough to come up with a Player of the Game. But Drew McGee came up with a couple of base hits for Hastings here in this ball game. Jake Steets, he had a base hit. Also scored a run for Hastings College. Grant Krause, he had a base hit in the ball game here today. Donato Santos also with a base hit for Hastings. All candidates for our Player of the Game. We'll come back and name our winner right after this.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like. To see those that run daily in the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 to start a subscription to the newspaper or order it online at hastingstribune.com. When it comes to local sports, we've got it covered.
Our Player of the Game today for Hastings College will be Drew McGee. He had two out of the five base hits for Hastings College, but it was not enough today as he goes 2-for-4 at the plate as the Broncos end their season today, losing to Dakota Wesleyan by the score of 12-4. Drew McGee, our Player of the Game today for Hastings College. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to Bronco Baseball.
The Player of the Game has been brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe to the Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com. Stay tuned to the Coach's Postgame Show is up next on your Hastings link to Bronco Sports, 1230 KHAS.
Through Monday, Bruce Furniture helps you love your home. Storewide savings plus take an extra 10% off, delivery is free, and with your good credit, there's special financing available for 24 months. See store for details. Special carpet clearance at our Kearney and Holdridge stores. Plus, purchase any premium carpet and pad and whole house installation is only $49. The Love Your Home sale ends Monday, only at Bruce Furniture. Every style, every budget, just right for you.
It's time now for the Coach's Postgame Show on 1230 KHAS. Now it's back out to the diamond to talk with the coach.
Hastings College ending their season here today as they lose to Dakota Wesleyan by the score of 12-4. As Hastings assistant coach Travis McCarter is going to join us on the postgame show. And coach, wow, we just ran into an offensive machine here today. They pounded out some base hits. They hit the ball hard against us.
Yeah, we knew that coming in. Their 3-4-5 hitters do a good job. You know, you missed a ball or you miss a pitch over the plate and they'll make you pay for it. And, you know, we were working them away. And then early in the game, I think Xander just had one bad pitch and they took advantage of it. There were two guys on and the ball, breeze is blowing out to the left a little bit and it just kind of snuck around the foul pole there. And, from there we seemed like we were kind of on our heels. And, you know, it seemed like he kept trying to wiggle out of trouble throughout the game. And, you know, finally it came up and bit us, so.
Didn't look like Xander had his best stuff out there today.
Yeah, you know, he's dealing with a little bit of a back issue. Not that that's an excuse, but he's been pretty good for us, even with that back issue. And today, you know, I was calling pitches for him. I thought they would take a few pitches early on, and they didn't. You know, he must have just been missing over the plate a little bit, and, you know, they made us pay. So, you know, he's been really good for us all year. That's why he was the guy that was out there for us, and you know, it just wasn't our day.
Hastings College again dropping 1-2 Dakota Wesleyan today by the score of 12-4. Like I said, you fell behind early, and when you fall behind early, you just kind of play behind the eight ball all the time. And, of course, we didn't have the base sense to really get anything going again today.
Yeah, that's right. And their guy, Steckler, throws a pretty good game. And we knew that coming in. He had good numbers. I believe we'd seen him before. So, you know, we knew it was going to be a tough battle. And if we gave him three or four runs, you know, early, it was going to be a long day. And it certainly turned out to be that. And, you know, I thought throughout the game our defense would hold up, and they did. However, when you get behind like that, we moved the defense in, and they had a couple of dribbling hits that got through the infield. In fact, that one inning, I think they scored two or three runs without even getting the ball out of the infield. And, you know, when things are falling for them like that, it's tough to settle in, and, you know, it seems like you're always on pins and needles at that point, and any little mistake gets magnified, so...
Kind of tough to end the season taking a beating like this in this one, because we really totally got outplayed offensively today by this group.
Yeah. Yeah, they, like I said, they're 3-4-5 hitters. They swing the bat really well. Outside of that, you know, their guys were just able to get on base and help those kids out. And I believe I was just looking at the charts earlier, and they're 7-8-9 hitters. Like I said, later on in the game when we had the infield in, we gave up three little hits in a row. Where they're throwing decent pitches, they just, you know, found the hole, and they kept getting base runners, and that's baseball. You know, that's the kind of baseball we try to play, and you know, they were able to do that today against us. So
you guys wrap up the season 24-23. I think taking some strides. I think in this 2015 season. Talk about that.
Yeah, it was good to have, you know, above 20 wins this year. I know the last few years they've struggled. I hadn't hit that above 20 win mark. But, yeah, I think our guys really bought in late in the season. And, you know, our pitching staff did a pretty good job. I was proud of those guys and how they did. You know, and that's kudos to our defense. Like I mentioned yesterday, they did, you know, we feel that we work on defense first, and we situate the game and put the guys out there that field the ball well for us. And then, you know, throughout the game, we're able to re-enter guys so we can pinch hit from time to time if, you know, we got a really good defender that doesn't swing the bat well. But, yeah, 24 wins this year was nice. And even showing some signs of some fight the way they did, you know, coming back yesterday and winning two games in a row against two really good opponents, Morningside and Doan. And, you know, like today we just ran into it seemed like our ball found their bat quite often, but you know, this late in the year when you're dealing with four, fives, and six pitchers, and we've had some injuries on the pitching staff, you know, you're expecting to give up some runs in these late games in these tournaments. We just weren't able to capitalize on our situation and make it a tough ball game for their pitcher. He was able to just kind of settle in, and when you got a 3 or 4 run lead, you know, you don't have to be as precise. And he did a good job against us today.
So now, as you begin your so-called off season, what's this team need? What are we looking for next year to be a little bit more competitive in the GPAC?
You know, we're always looking for pitching. Every college coach will tell you that. For situations such as this today, you know, you hope your 5, 6, and 7 guys are able to compete and give you a chance to win. So that's the first thing we're looking for this off season: just going out and recruiting a few more guys that can help us next year. You know, outside of that, we like the guys we have coming back. I think we only lose two seniors that really contributed this year. Pat Williamson didn't throw a lot. He was there at the end of the game as a pitcher for us. Jake Steitz, our second baseman, will be a tough loss defensively. He's one of the better defenders in the conference. And, you know, we need to replace him. And he batted 3-hole for us most of the year, so that'll be a tall order to try to find someone to fill in that spot. And, you know, we like what we have coming back, but we're certainly willing to go out there and grab a few more guys that can swing the bat a little bit and buy into what we're trying to do here. So, you know, this is only our second year into the program, and we hope to build from what we did this year, and maybe next year we'll see if we can even top that 24-win mark.
Okay, thanks for your help.
You bet.
Travis McCarter, he's the assistant coach for Hastings College. The Broncos losing here today to Dakota Wesleyan by a score of 12-4, 12 hits. Or 12 runs, 18 base hits, 2 errors. They leave 10 on the base paths. The Tigers did. Hastings with 4 runs, 5 hits, 1 error. They leave 2. Hastings ends the season at 24-23. They go to Wesleyan, and they are now 23-24. They will move on and play either Midland or Northwestern for the GPAC championship next Tuesday. So that'll wrap things up from Doane College in Crete here this afternoon. Hastings College ending their season, losing to Dakota Wesleyan today by a score of 12-4. For my producer and engineer, Bailey Crow, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good afternoon from Crete.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show. Join us all season long for Bronco baseball coverage on your Hastings link to Bronco Sports, 1230 KHAS. Bronco baseball has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.